Blog Talk Radio.
Girls, but they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. But after the hit that take me, I'm a bashy girl. Trey wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a bashy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. If you wanna be just like me, come to the quick and take me. Trey wanna play all day cause
I'm a nasty girl.
Yeah. I'm a read that bit. look, my time, my time, you think you took. But bitch, I wrote this silly book, now I'ma sit and let the beat cook.
Tap, tap, tap. for $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners versus of the year versus challengers. Mini grands include Drag's Realness for $500. Butch Queen's Pool Boy Realness for $500. Butch Queen European Runway for $500. And Female Figure Runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd, the 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue, 2330 Tipton Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Award presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath, that Sunday, February 24th.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am Jasmine Couture, and how's everyone doing? Chat room, like always, can you let me know if you guys can hear me so I can make sure all these wires and everything are working correctly? Hello, chat room. Hi, Justin. Mr. Man. As we sit here and wait for a few people to arrive that are fashionably late, I want to go over tonight's topic. Tonight we will be talking about, hey, Milan Forever. Tonight we will be talking about catfish and fake profiles. For those of you who don't know what catfish is, I'll go over that with you in a few. But it's very similar to, well, it is fake profiles in all honesty. But I don't want us to forget the fake people that are out there as well, that we have smiling and standing in our face. It doesn't exclude you guys at all. There's a lot of fake and phony people out there. And you need to tread lightly. Y'all need to really get it together. All these three-way conversations that take place and all this backstabbing as we're supposed to be working together and all the rest of that stuff. Get it together. You're just as fake and phony as all these profiles out there. And I have a new one for the new season. If you think I'm talking about you, I am. And if you're one of those bad girls who's like, child, she ain't talking about me, tread lightly because I am probably talking about you too. So keep that in mind. All y'all fake and phony bitches, get it together. Seriously. But tonight we're going to talk about another fake and phony thing that's going on all over social networking, and it's these fake profiles and catfish. A couple of days ago, my sister called me from California. She was on her vacation, and she said, girl, did you see this show called Catfish? I never heard of it, never knew what it was, and when she explained it to me, I was amazed. And basically, I programmed my DVR, happened to have on MTV that day the marathon from the beginning to the end of the TV show called Catfish. And I watched all the episodes and was like, wow, I couldn't stop watching them. It was, like, amazing. But pretty much for those of you who do not know what catfish is, it is when a person creates a fake profile. And not just these little fake profiles that are out there. Shout out to you girls, because some of you girls I live for, you're very entertaining. But this is when someone actually takes someone's whole identity. They take pictures, regular pictures, sexy pictures, pictures with family, pictures growing up. You know, they just create your whole new identity. Like on Facebook, it was going back as far as MySpace, and all the rest of that stuff. The school that you went to, different businesses that you may have worked at, so forth and so on. And they create this full profile, and then they go on dating websites or whatever, and they meet someone. And they actually communicate with these people for a long period of time. Let's see. I don't know why. It's this damn microphone, but I hope you can hear me. They communicate with these people for a long period of time, a couple of years, you know, and it's really something to say, like, when you see a person, like, how could you communicate with someone online, on the internet for a couple of years and have not ever met them? Well, these people usually kind of escape, you know, the whole thing about meeting. You know, oh, I have to work. Oh, I'm traveling. Oh, I have this job. I'm a model, so forth and so on. And they just avoid meeting these people. And on that TV show, they would contact, you know, the guy, and the guy would go find these people, so forth and so on, and find out that these people are not who they say they were. Some of them are, of course, on the plus side. There was an episode where one portrayed to be a woman, but he was really a butch queen and was flirting with this guy for a couple of years. There was an episode where this guy was communicating with this girl for 2 years. Turned out she was a lesbian, you know. It's just a lot. And basically, when Kelly talked to me about this, she said that she knew of someone personally, or a couple of people personally, that this game was being played on and has been played on over the course of the past couple of months or years, so forth and so on. And not only are they just flirting with these people, but they're getting money sent to them, green dotted, bills being paid, cell phones being paid, you know, so forth and so on. It's just a big old game. It's a big game. So the question to everybody is, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about a person that has to create a fake profile just to satisfy themselves with the feeling of being wanted, being loved, being appreciated? And what do you say to the person, these people out there that will communicate with these people, never meeting them, never seeing them? You know, it would be an excuse for even video chatting. You know, they don't know how to use a computer. They're not, you know, computer literate, you know, so forth and so on. With the way technology is right now, there should be no reason why you cannot see someone instantaneously. But what do you say about the person that is sitting behind the computer allowing this person, this fake profile, to fulfill them, tell them that, you know, they're running around saying, I met the love of my life, and they're going to buy me a house, and we're going to get married, and, oh, I love them, and just never meet them. And this game is just being played over and over again. Of course, this has been going on forever. We all know this. It's been going on since the party lines and the chat lines and so forth and so on. But, I mean, really, that's a lot. Well, my special guest tonight, along with our panelists, will be my sister, who's supposed to have exclusive information and exclusive guests, or I think the person who was portraying one of these characters and pretty much, you know, worked a couple of people. We'll see. We'll see. So, I'm going to bring on people shortly. What is this? Okay. All right, got everybody here. I see everyone. What are you saying you're in queue for? Bishop, I seen you earlier. You were like the first person to press one. I see that. But, you know, Bishop, let's see. I'm in queue. Can you queue me in? I will be good. Oh, Bishop, you better be good. Well, let me bring on our regular panelists first. Okay? Starting in no, well, from top to bottom, people that called in order, I hope I have the numbers right. And again, remember what I said. If you think I'm talking about you, guess what? I probably am. Get your shit together, y'all fake bitches. 832, J-Rock, you're on the air.
How you doing tonight, Jazz?
How are you, J-Rock?
Doing pretty good. Just got off a long day's work. First, I didn't know what
was
going on.
Let me ask you a question while I bring you guys online individually. Have you ever fell victim to communicating with someone that was really not who they said they were?
Oh, yes. Yes.
All right, so you have a story to tell. All right, we'll talk about that a little later. Get the madness settled down. Hi, Misty. Next caller, Enrique, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
This is not Enrique.
Baby Enrique does fish.
It's not Ema.
Oh,
y'all confusing me. It's not Ema, is this you?
Yeah, the 240 number's me.
I thought that was Enrique's. You know what? I'm so confused.
His
name
is
Ema.
443 or 410.
How are you, Naima?
I'm fine. I'm good. Just a little, you know, tired today. That's all. But other than that, I'm good.
Have you ever were you ever victim of a fake profile?
Child, fake profiles be hitting me up all the time on Facebook, but I don't entertain them.
Well, not really fake profiles. Let me correct that. Have you ever you know, communicated with someone on a dating, not dating, but on a type of relationship where you maybe were starting to catch, like, wow, this guy's really giving me what I want, so forth and so on, and come to find out that that person really wasn't who they said they were?
Oh, no.
Never happened to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The next person I'm going to bring on is all the way from California, Michi.
What's up, party people in the place to be?
How are you, Michi?
Hey. Oh, Naima, don't start this thing. How you doing, Mother Snake? Hi, J-Rock. Hey, Jazz.
Hey, what's going
How
on?
How are you? Michi, have you ever been a victim of it?
No, not to that sense. I mean, as far as someone saying, you know, you can see this, that, and the third. When you see them in person, it's like, let me go to the back of these pictures again. If something don't happen. I need to know what it is.
Okay. I'm going to save my sister last because she is the one who started this story. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey.
How are you, Mark?
I'm good. How you doing, Jasmine?
I'm good. Have you ever became a, were you ever a victim of this madness?
Yeah, actually I was. Not so much the physical person, but the character. Yeah, I was catfished by the character. Yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll talk about that a little later when we share stories. I think this is Vonna. Vonna, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Vonna.
Hi, everybody.
Vonna, have you ever been a victim of this?
Not to the extent of what everybody else is going through, but yeah.
Okay. And Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, everyone. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, brother.
Jason, were you ever a victim of this?
Yes. I was a victim of it in a sense that, no, I can't say that I was a victim of catfish. My story is going to be totally different. So, no, I was never a victim of a catfish.
Okay. And let me see who this caller is really quickly before I go to my sister, because I don't know if this is one of them. 646-671, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I had a catfish story.
Okay, we're going to come back to you in a sec. Let me just get everybody on the phone, and then we will take it from there. The next caller is my sister, Kelly. Kelly,
yeah,
you're on the air.
She should be the main one on one.
Naima, please, with your bullshit. Okay. And all you girls, and before we get into this story, all you girls that keep calling in here private, y'all gonna keep getting hung up on all night. If y'all wanna talk and entertain us with this story tonight, you will call in here with the fucking number. We're not doing private callers tonight. That's why y'all keep getting hung up on. So stop trying to call in. Okay, if you wanna be real, we're gonna be real. All you girls is calling in from private numbers because y'all know y'all victim of this story that I'm about to explode here on this show. Press call in with your real number because I'm still going to put your name out, whether you're in my house or not.
Are
Thank you
really
for reaching out.
Name?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Okay, let me ask y'all a question really quickly. Kelly, first I'm going to ask you, well, I already know the answer, so I'm not going to ask you. You have been a victim of it. let me ask y'all the opposite. Have y'all ever did this to anyone? And I'm going to start from the top to the bottom. Have you ever really created a profile, not really your picture, and really flirted with someone and trying to catch a feeling where this person is catching feelings with for you? Have you ever done that, J-Ra?
Hell no.
Naima.
My profile.
No, I don't get into that.
Michi.
For what?
Vanna. Vanna.
You know Vanna be taking care of business on the side.
Okay. Mm. Mark, have you ever done it?
Yeah, because somebody I was with, I wanted to get him back, so I did it to him, yeah.
That was another good episode also, you know, for those of you who've seen it, it was that episode of Fast and Small and some kind of
semester.
Somebody's outside, fix your phones. I'm not going to that tonight. Seriously, I will mute everybody, and we'll just talk one by one. it was a good episode. It was a payback episode where a girl created a profile and flirted with this girl just so the girl would leave her man alone, and it was the girl the whole time.
It was
a lot. Watch those episodes if you got a chance. But, Kelly, I'm going to give the floor to you right now. And you take it away because I know you have created many profiles.
Okay.
Legendary fake profiles. You are the queen of fake profiles. But we know, we talked about this last night, we know why you do it. So
yeah.
Take the floor, Kelly, and let's get this on the road.
My fake profiles that I use is totally different from everybody else, the catfish people. Because
okay.
I don't hit people up, child, Naima, please. I don't hit people up and try to be in a relationship and communicate with them and all that. I'm hitting the girls up that I know that hold keys to different rooms and I sell them what I need to sell to them so I can get in the room and get the tea out the room, okay? The catfish that I'm talking about is this catfish that's been going around that has hit multiple girls, butch queens, femme queens, drags, and everything. And had the children, conversating with the children, having the children fall in love, sending the children all types of videos. Like, really, this person really took this whole boy's life. Like, I'm talking about everything. Like, they knew this boy because they went to school with this boy. They were so good about what they did that they had the boy's YouTube page and all his YouTube videos. They had videos of this boy jacking off because they stole the videos out of the cunt that he was dealing with, cell phone, and was sending to the girls. That's how good this person was. The girls were sending green dots and everything to this person. And so I was supposed to have the person was supposed to come on the show tonight. And, so we could talk to the person and find out, like, why they was doing this and everything. But, like, an hour ago, I was sitting here and I was texting with the person. And one of the people that they catfished and had everybody, Zsa Zsa Mizrahi, that he catfished, told him not to get on the show because we was going to bash him and do all of these other different types of things to him. So he decided not to come on the show. And I guess Zsa Zsa didn't want him to come on the show because she didn't want to be humiliated any more than what she was already humiliated by telling everybody that they was in love and they was going to adopt the child together and they was getting a white picket fence house together and all types of things and, you know, and all these other things. And so, like I told him, regardless to the fact of her telling you not to come on the show, by her telling you not to come on the show, that's just going to make me be more of a bitch on the show and go in even more about the situation instead of just coming and we sit here like reasonable adults and try to get to the bottom of why did you do this and all the different types of things. So the child didn't want to come on the show anymore. So, you know, so now we're going to just put it out there and it's just going to be what it is. And I'm going to put everybody's name out there. And the child has catfish. He sent me the list of the names of the different girls, the Mizrahis, Khans, Bagaris, Miss Thing, and, you know, different houses, prodigies, and all different names that this child has been on the phone with and everything, and communicated with these children and all types of things. And I just don't understand because I communicated with that same person for a week, and then after a week, I was like, get on FaceTime, get on iChat, get on Uvu, and they didn't listen. Okay, well, that's where this stops. Okay, if you can't get on chat with me and I can't see who I'm talking with, when you're ready to get on chat, then you call me. Okay, this child was so good. Okay, this child was the administrator of the House of Alan Meekly's house page. This child has infiltrated the Khan house group. This child has infiltrated the Mizrahi house group, Miss Thing. That's how good this child was.
Okay. So, Kelly, do you want to say who this child is, or maybe not give the person's real name, but give
the child was going by the name of Brooklyn, a.k.a. Ronnie Pretty Boy, Alan Meekly, Icon Khan. I know everybody done seen the profile around. Anybody that was in Milan's group done seen the pictures that was put up of this child and everything. Come to find out that this child was... Hold on. Hold on, y'all, because as I'm telling you, hold on. I'm about to put the picture up now. If anybody ain't already see the picture, I'm going to post it in the official ballroom group. Okay? Come to find
Alexis, you're on the air.
Well, girl, make sure you name the overall parents of the houses that were shaking their purses and shaking the tables and... You know, all the other good tea. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. I just posted a picture up. Me and the child was on FaceTime together when he told me who he was. I just posted the picture up in the official ballroom group.
Now, do you want to show the picture of who the person was portraying?
Okay, yeah. Well, let me see. Do I have one of those pictures? I have that in my other phone. Let me put the other picture up who he was perpetrating. Hold on, let me go. To my
I'm glad I only had a few messages in there, honey.
I'm about to put up the other picture of who he was perpetrating. And this person that he was perpetrating is somebody that he went to school with, him and his girlfriend. And the child that he was perpetrating does not even live in Detroit anymore. The child is actually a real person, and the child lives in Texas now, and he's in the army in Texas, in Fort Worth, Texas. Okay, and I was searching here all day on my computer to try to figure out how could I find the child and try to get him on the show to the real person, how he feels about, you know, being perpetrated like this all in the gay scene, and this boy is not gay or anything. Honey, hold on, I'm trying to find the other picture in my phone.
He moved to Funky Town, huh?
Yeah.
Let me see if I got it, Kenny.
Yeah, see if you got the real picture of his name. The boy's actual name, his real name is Maurice, the person that he was actually portraying is Maurice. But
that's not the only person, Kelly, that...
Oh, no, he was also portraying to be the cousin that infiltrated the Mizrahi group also, honey, that Zsa Zsa added to the Mizrahi group saying that he was in the house and he was from North Carolina and everything. Bitch, it's a mess. And Alexis, you might be able to find it because I got so many motherfucking pictures in this in this Android form.
What picture are you looking for, Kelly?
I'm looking for the picture of Brooklyn.
Of Ronnie.
Ronnie, Brooklyn.
Oh, you know.
Okay, you sent
I got it.
Yeah, I picked the picture up of the dyke of the butcher already.
Welcome. I got the one that you sent me with the butch and him next to each other.
Yeah, well, post that picture up in the official ballroom group.
I gotta sit over here and log on the computer and everything.
Yeah, you gotta log on the computer for all of this tonight, honey.
I was laying down. Now I gotta get up.
Honey. Damn MacBook.
Oh, I was. I know she's listening, honey.
So let me ask you a question while they're getting the pictures together. Do you think that this person that portraying this character has mental issues? Or do you think she was just milking everybody?
It's kind of sick to a degree. I'm sorry. It's kind of mentally. Because if you can care. It's kind of crazy
and actually kind of scary.
Because you put all your time into doing that. You could tell if somebody was sloppy with it, but if you can infiltrate a lot of different rooms and stuff like that, that's why I would have been interested to have them on the phone, not to bash them, but to ask them, like, what led you to do all that?
That's what I was trying to tell the child. Nobody was going to bash her or anything if she came on the show. But I guess Zsa Zsa told her not to come on the show because Zsa Zsa didn't want all her business out there like that and be humiliated more than she was already humiliated. So that's why the child did not come on the show.
Bishop, we can't come to you right now, Bishop, because we're not talking about that. We're trying to focus on this one character. We will come to you when we go into the stories. Please, don't lose your train of thought. Write it down. But we're focusing on this one issue right now. This one person that if you guys go to the official ballroom, there's two pictures that are up. There's a couple of pictures that are up. Alexis posted one. Kelly posted who the person really is. I posted one. This is a character that this person was portraying for some time and got some people really to fall for them. Number one, please don't go tell nobody we're going to bash them on this show. I'm not going to stand for that because I personally think it's an issue, a mental issue, not a reading issue.
Well, you know,
I'm interested in knowing what was going on in their mind, like seriously, not no bashing.
Well, he's not answering.
I feel like that it's also, we can't always necessarily say that I definitely believe that it's a mental issue, but it's also a mental issue on the people that are being catfished.
To me, it's a sign of low self-esteem that you can sit and talk to a person over the internet and fall in love. Like, not only fall in love, but this is your child, this is your house child. And he literally went through 1, 2, 3, 4 parents in one house. How the hell 4 people get catfished by the same person?
All right,
Andre Mizrahi, Tiger Bagari, myself, Mother Felicity, Little Mama, Zsa Zsa, Boots Prodigy, Sabrina Icon, BJ Khan. That's the list of the people that he sent me today.
Okay, I got a list, Kelly, and I'm gonna give you that too. But can you get the point that he was talking to Andre and then Felicity tried to talk to him up behind Andre's back. Kelly was trying to talk to him at the same time. And my sources tell me that him and Daye were supposed to be talking also.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How he was talking to all these people. But how the hell did he start talking to all these people?
Where did he come from?
Okay, because if he was talking to Andre, did Felicity go to Andre's page and then see his email and stuff, and she start hitting him up, or did she become friends with him on Facebook? Because, I mean, if nobody ever seen him, how was his connection that he was able to get to all these people?
Well, J-Rock, I'm going to say I asked the same question because I had a personal issue with it. because it was said to have been my brother. So I would reach out to him because I was like, I knew he was new to the scene.
Goodbye.
And he would call and he would be like, sis, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. And he would hit me up. We talked one time.
Welcome.
So the one time we did talk, the voice was kind of, you know, soft and cut. But I was like, well, maybe it's just a feminine, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a, because he don't look very butchy anyway, you know. He just was a soft or feminine, he maybe was going through something at the time, so I paid it no attention. But my thing was, how can you accept this person into your social circle? And this person, they were sending this boy a number. Do you know what kind of shit you could have got yourself into sending this boy craft?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they went that far.
Oh, damn. They was catfish fried, bitch.
Goodbye.
Hold on, let me find this list. Hold on. Let me find the other list.
Kelly, how did you come across the boy?
I came across him because he hit me up. What happened was, he didn't hit me up. I'm lying. Hold on. What happened was one day I was here in my house, and Kool-Aid was sitting here on the computer,
mm-hmm.
and I came out my bedroom and I walked past to go in the kitchen to go get some something to drink, and I seen the picture. And the picture caught my eye as I was coming back, as I was going to the kitchen. So as I was coming back, I gave the ring, who's that? She gave the ring, oh, that's my son, Brooklyn. You
right.
Went on, stay away from him. And I gave the ring, girl, child, please, okay?
No, wait, hold your horses. Ho. Salvin made the child.
Yes,
that's
her
another
son.
Thing.
It's her son.
He was
a three cat. He's her son, and he's still her son, and he's still her son to this day. No, after she knowing the tea.
So, Salvin made a profile her child.
Yes.
Wow.
And so, I seen the picture.
Well,
I seen the picture.
Three houses.
I need that caller to call in. I need that caller to say.
Welcome.
Oh,
great.
Wow.
So, now I got a
call
fake brother.
In.
Hold
so
on.
Is that why he was a Meekly Khan, Ms. Rahi?
No, he was never a Miss Rahi.
So, this person was put into a house that's never walked the ball, that nobody's ever seen the potential that they may have for walking the ball, but they were automatically just put in the house.
Yeah, but y'all not letting me finish my story.
I am hanging up this goddamn phone.
No! Jason, you ain't going nowhere.
Let me finish your list, Kelly. I have Hank Prodigy, Zion Garcon, Deontae Ebony, Shea Hotboy, Lil B, Miss Rahi, Camaro Manolo Blani, Zamir Carr, Era Ezisu, 007, Poppy Tinkar, Rico Allure, Jamila Icar, Lizzo, Lil Tony Aga, Tyshawn Malone, Marquise Prodigy, Martin Aga, Eugene Lizzo, Chopper Ebony, Cash Ebony, Corey Chanel, Junior Ezisu, Lil Tony Malone, 007, and Red Balenciaga. That's the list that I have.
God damn! Wow.
And so as I was coming back, I said to her, I gave the ring, you know, ooh, word. She gave the ring, stay away from him, he's your nephew. And I gave the ring, girl, please, stay, girl. I gave the ring, she was sitting on the phone with him and everything, and he was talking. And I gave the ring, well, let me talk to him. She would have let me talk to him. I gave the ring, you know what? I'm going to gag you, bitch. I'm going to have the number within 24 hours. She said, you're not going to have the number within 24 hours. I had the number within 15 minutes. The child hit me up and sent me his number.
Now, in the midst of Kelly talking to him, I'm on the phone, I'm on iChat with Kelly, and I was like, girl, shoot, they was her and Seven was talking about the boy. So I'm like, well, girl, what is y'all talking about? So she showed me his picture. I was like, bitch, no shame, he cute. So I sent him a friend request, right? And my daddy was like, that's your brother, whatever. I was like, okay, cool. So, you know, sending a friend request, we talking, whatever. Kelly was telling the boy, don't accept her friend request, and that bitch ain't shit. She see me talking to you, and I said, oh.
Yes, Kelsey.
That's some shit. I mean... Wow.
But I last I ain't last as long as the other girls last, honey. I didn't want the child and the white picket fence, and we went out to dinner and all of these things, and that was not me, baby. It was only a week, baby. It wasn't getting on chat, baby. Baby, no. Okay, you can send me all the dick videos of you jacking off in the world, baby. I'm still not sending you nothing.
What?
Bitch, I don't give a fuck if you're a real person, bitch, and I know you from the ballroom scene, and you send me something, and I still ain't sending you nothing.
That'll be fine.
Listen. Don't let bitch, please. Auntie, don't try it.
Yeah, but I don't. I want the girls. I just tried to call him and I text him. I guess you know the girls have him on the phone, so he doesn't answer my texts or my calls while we doing the show because they don't want him on the show.
But it's really a girl, right?
It's a butch. His name is Terry.
Yeah, Terry. They say he was supposed to be the allure child too. Shit.
Now y'all saying it's a bitch that's even more
scary. I want to know all the girls out there. You know, that's why I wanted him to come on the show and talk, but I guess the girls don't want him to come on the show because they don't want to, you know, look a fool.
So
but I wanted to know who was the girls that, because when they hit me up and asked me for some magic, baby, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes.
I was hit up and asked for I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know you like that to be talking about. I said I'll find somebody, and I hung up the phone. But I want to know the girls that sent the magic. I want to know the girls that sent the green dot. I want to know the girls that paid the phone bill. It got so bad. So when I tell you it got so bad with me, with myself in this challenge, Zsa-Zsa, the child Zsa-Zsa made the child change his phone number because she didn't want me talking to the child anymore.
This is that damn shit that was on Dr. Phil today.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. And please fix your background. Can we get Zsa-Zsa on the air, please? I see her posting in the room.
Welcome.
Nobody's going to attack you, but I want you to come on the air because I want to talk to you.
You got me.
I'll mute everybody. I just want to talk to you. Alexis, they're asking you if you want to please post the names of the people in the official ballroom group.
Okay.
Marcus, you're on the air.
I actually had a long talk with Zsa-Zsa.
We can't hear
when
you, Marcus.
Released it. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Goodbye.
What I said was I had a long talk with Zsa-Zsa the day she reported it, and she kind of, you know, I just asked her a few, you know, I answer all your questions. And she also told me that the guy or the butch was pretending to be multiple people on the phone at the same time.
Yes, that's the shawty boy.
Work, TJ.
So wait, so he was in his house and he was acting like he was more than one person talking on the telephone.
Yes, because they would be on three ways with his cousin and, I mean, you know, so it would be him, his cousin, and Zsa-Zsa, and he would be pretending to be multiple voices at the same time.
This bitch got mad, motherfucking
shit. She was a fool for breathing. Do y'all remember the profile?
Everybody's talking about each other. You can't hear them.
Oh. Do y'all remember the profile, Shawty Allure? The light-skinned boy with the pretty hair.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was supposed to be one of his profiles, too.
And he's allegedly from North Carolina too, right? I've never seen
yeah.
him.
Yeah, the other cousin was from North Carolina. I forgot the cousin name. The cousin was from North Carolina, and they picked the cousin. Zsa-Zsa sent his name and added him to the Mizza group and everything, bitch. And I got rid of him.
Hold on, but the shade is this is the other part too. You have to realize that these people not only infiltrated houses and people's, you know, gay families and, you know, I guess personal spaces. But, I mean, they had people so convinced to where they knew so much about the real person to where even if you went back and did an initial investigation, it was somewhat true to where you would basically only a nosy bitch really would have went back and be like, you know what, this is really, really not 100% sure. I need to go back up and add it. Zsa-Zsa, I know you you did speak to me and you said you would call in. If you know, I would like to continue to ask you those same questions We will not harass you. Please come on. And
that's why I don't know. That's why I don't know why she
Kelly,
told
maybe
him.
Maybe you're intimidating. Kelly, maybe you're intimidating.
No,
she broke
the
whole story down to me and Alexis.
Yeah, well, she broke the whole story down to you and Alexis, and I can show you. I could put my text messages up in the room that he said Zsa told him not to come on the show because we was going to bash him.
Hold
and I told
him
it was not going to be that
well,
way.
Well, Kelly, we don't have to worry about Kelly intimidating nobody because Kelly is respectful enough to stand to the side, and we can just talk to her one-on-one. Let me go to a couple of callers really quickly. 803-586, you're on the air. 803-586.
Oh, I just want to say hey.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, watch out for cool Meg and Alice.
I'm sorry?
Core 5G's Meg and Alice.
What?
New team. K5.
Oh my god, this fucking computer!
All right, caller, thank you so much. Press 1 to take your hand down. Enrique, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? Shawnee Allure, Sebastian actually met him. So if that was a bush, that's an over motherfucking disguise.
Right, that's what I was trying to say, Enrique. I researched with my resources, and they told me that they said that Sebastian actually met the boy.
Right. Yeah, he actually met him. So, you know, my thing, if that's a butch, she motherfucking turned it.
Well, I guess it's the same person.
Yeah, well, looking at her pictures, honey, I guess I see why she I'm trying to catfish the girl. Because she's honey, she was all that hot looking.
Oh, Shawnee was over.
Enrique. Enrique.
Yeah, what's up?
Hi. So, I thought you guys go through very rigorous intake process.
We do,
so actually. So, only one member has to meet you?
There's got to be one that actually meets you. I've talked to the phone. I talk to Shawnee on the phone all the time. You know what I'm saying? And that,
maybe
you know, that
this
was
person
case.
Is just stealing someone else's picture. Has Shawnee been to a ball?
But see, they're saying, but see, Sebastian actually met Shawnee. He actually met the boy. So, you know, he hasn't been to a ball because at first I was giving, like, is she real? Because, you know, we talked all the time. Sebastian met her, but yet he could never come to a ball. There was something going on. Like, he said he walked the balls because he's actually from Ohio. He said he's from Ohio, but yet he actually grew up in Detroit. You know,
are
the
we
last
talking
time,
about two different people?
There's Shawnee Allure. This is the one that was in my house.
Well, this person, I don't know where they lived at, but I've seen the fake profile because, and they supposedly were, I don't know what house they were in.
Who's background is that? Wasn't a lure. He wasn't a lure.
Whose background is that?
I don't know.
But with the TV?
Huh?
They was a background with the TV? Whoever that was, thank you.
Right. He was actually a lure. Then he hit back and said that he wasn't interested in the house. He was done with the ballroom scene because he supposedly got carjacked and shot in the hospital. That's when
isn't that story consistent with another person, with the first catfish person that supposedly something happened bad to them and that's why they moved to Atlanta? Because this person supposedly had moved to Atlanta and everything, and people they were like, he's coming to, he was going to come to, what's the name of the daiquiri factory? And I was like, child, y'all waiting for somebody to come to the daiquiri factory?
Right.
But
we do have a rigorous thing. And after the whole Shawnee situation, it's going to be even more harder to be in the house. Because even though Sebastian met them, we didn't really, because nobody else has met him, like you said. But mind you, we all talked to him on the phone.
I have a question, though, Enrique. You keep saying that somebody met him. If they actually met him, don't that sound like that they lied to you saying that they met him? Because if nobody never seen this person, how did they meet somebody that nobody else has ever seen to come to find out to be a fake person?
Well, Sebastian is a board member, so I don't think he would lie if he actually sat and met somebody, especially if he actually went to the hospital to meet him. So that's when he got carjacked or shot. That's where you met him at.
He was in JB's group poster.
Right, exactly. Because he was supposed to be a Mizza at first. He was supposed to be a Mizza that never really walked in case like that. And all that stuff. So, yeah, I kind of was shocked. Cause it was posted in our group that he was fake either, but Sebastian said I met him, so that's not true. So that kind of shot it down.
But, I mean, well, that just got posted the other day, right? About a week
ago.
Yeah,
last week, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Alexis, stop running your mouth so much. You're going to get it kicked out.
Ow. Oh. The Lord group is very small, so we know who's in there.
Undesirable butch sitting around, honey, playing on the girl's time.
Okay, now that you know who he is, you don't want to get up in it no more, Laima.
No, honey, I definitely wanted to carry, honey, when it was a child. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something about me. When a child didn't really give me what I was really looking for, I backed away. So that's why you don't see my name on that list.
Right.
But I guess I probably would catfish the girls if I'm a fence like that. A late ass. She tried that.
She tried that.
She
tried that. She tried
that. She on this show.
Over trickery, that's really a bush because we asked a lot and he came through, so he must have went through it 110%.
You can see his titties up on that chest.
I am not mad.
Okay,
can
I ask a question? Okay, you might be like Kelly and get catfished for a week or so, maybe 2 weeks, but eventually when you can't see the person, like in a year, like when does it hit you? See, it would hit me about at the 2 week mark, because within 2 weeks I'm gonna want to get to meet you or play with you.
Kelly.
Yes.
Do you know how long this person was talking to these individuals? Like, how long was she talking to us?
Well, what made me when I it was about I think about 2 or 3 months. But what made every time
with Andre.
But every time Andre, the child was supposed to be from Detroit, and every time Andre went to was going to Detroit, it was a reason or some scenario why the child couldn't meet up with Andre when Andre was in Detroit. And so then, you know, Andre just got over the whole situation. But what made me believe the child when he told me that, you know, him and Andre was this and him and Andre did that and all of these things, because the details and the circumstances of things that he was saying, only people would know that had Andre. So that's why I was like, okay, well, yeah, you know. And then when I finally did bring Andre, myself, and Kool-Aid and other people together on the phone, and I said, well, the child said they did it, and they was giving it away. Child, I never seen that. Child, I never had that. Child, I was giving away. What? Well, the details that they were saying about y'all, I knew these details used to be real. So maybe I could just assume that, you know, that y'all caught a monkey.
Oh my God, the bitch is gagging me, bitch.
I couldn't see how they was proclaiming love and
that's
well, hold on. Now, in that defense, Alexis, think about it. You have fallen for somebody based on what they said and not necessarily who they really were. People always tell you their dream.
Even that, okay, you know what? Conversation rules the nation, I will agree. But what I will say is, Marcus, I'm not going to fall in love with somebody who I can't physically see, touch, and spend some time with.
Okay, what about people who, okay, I'll be like this. Have you ever heard of those people that meet people in prison and they'll never get out, but they end up marrying those people?
They got low self-esteem, too.
But, it's a difference, Marcus. It's a difference because they can go on and visit the floor and see those people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about, I think that'll be really difficult. No. What y'all saying is, come on now, everybody has chatted with a fake profile. I mean, it's happened. People are talking to somebody
chatting,
who has a fake picture.
Chatting and being in a full-fledged relationship, this my house,
you can't consider 3 months a relationship.
Exactly.
Now, people who were committed to this person
for a
year.
You may not consider 3 months a relationship, but a lot of people do. These people are changing their statuses for selling themselves to these people. The money is being exchanged.
Sure,
Bitch, they change their status after a motherfucking 2 days, Miss Thing. After they say, oh, yeah, we fucked, it's official. They married and in a relationship and all types of shit. Bitch, please.
Let me tell y'all something. I love Zsa. I love Zsa down, right? But while she was putting up these statuses, I was like, well, girl, maybe, you know, they really in a relationship. I'm thinking they chilling with each
maybe
other.
Yeah, baby, let me tell
that's
you something.
Even like,
I
that's
already,
even like...
I
mean, that's even like with Nicole. With me and Nicole, I was like, girl, I already knew they never met.
Because if I knew they never met, I knew they never met because, bitch, if y'all met, why is all y'all pictures collages? All right,
listen, I want everybody to be quiet and let Bishop, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, y'all? About the catfish... The catfish to me, honestly, I'm gonna let y'all know. I was the catfish. I was the catfish, and I know what the catfish do. How about that? I know what the catfish do because the simple fact is that, in this group, in the official ballroom scene radio station chat line group, I have been the catfish because I have been banned and I've been blocked from being in the group. Now, on top of that, I can say right now that everybody, all of us, have everybody has basically did this social network, and the social network is comparing to you can go on a chat line right now, and someone can tell you that, yeah, they look this and such, and yeah, they ain't that same person. So it's comparing to the same thing that you on the social network with.
Okay,
it
but
doesn't, it doesn't stop right there. It doesn't stop. I mean,
but that's,
I
not
mean,
what, that's not what we're talking about, Bishop. We're talking about building relationships with these people.
Yeah.
And money being exchanged, and these people that are doing it for months, and people that are even doing it for years.
But mommy, people have been doing it for years. But you know, the social network, Facebook, other social networks have been on for now, I could say about 7-8 years now. So, besides 7-8 years, you got to understand we've been hoodwinked and swindled for a long time. All of us have hoodwinked and swindled each other. This is my thing.
Right.
Our motives. Like, let me talk about myself. My motive, for example, I want to be considered as Lee Anthony or Bishop on my profiles.
I don't know what happened to Bishop.
Me.
Listen, Kelly, hold on. A for A, BGC, What else is out there?
Take it back. Go.com.
Who?
Black Planet.
But you know what, Marcus? You always went on those websites. Because he used the chat line. The chat line is the worst example. Bitch, you might tell me you look somewhere, but guess what? You coming to my house. These people was in relationships like love, mother-daughter, father-son type shit. These people were sending this boy money. He was asking, what happened to going to a house meeting and getting into the house the right way?
Thank you,
the girls were thirsty, honey, so they ain't care about all of that.
Well, where's Nicole? Can we get Nicole on the line?
Oh, she was one of them, too?
Can we get Nicole on the line?
Do y'all remember that
night? Can we get Kool-Aid on the line? Kool-Aid, Nicole, if y'all out there listening, because this was this child's mother. Okay, can we get them on the line?
Really quickly, I want somebody to try to get Zsa on the line, Nicole, Selden, all these people that have been a victim to this person, try to get on the line. Y'all start calling. All you people, the lines are getting very full. Get out there and call. You know, get these people on the line. Nobody's going to attack them. I don't really see what's going on out there. The next caller is 803-727. You're on the air. 803-727. All right, I hang up.
They're getting ready for the awards ball, Jazz, man.
347-492, you're on the air.
Hello, Jasmine. Hi, everyone.
Hi, caller.
Hey. Yeah, it was an episode that was on Dr. Phil today. Well, rather, yesterday. This white lady, she spent like over $180,000 on someone she never met.
In Africa.
And, yes. And she, first of all, she stole money from her brother. And she had over $40,000 in credit debt. She really carried them up and never met this guy. And when she called him, he act like he didn't know who she was. In all reality, he didn't know who she was because, according to Dr. Phil, he's been doing this forever. He has a list of people who he call and try to, I guess, extort money from. And it's so sad. And he was trying, Dr. Phil was trying to tell her, like, miss, this is what's going on. He's not, you're never going to see him. And she still didn't believe it. He had evidence and everything. And it definitely has to be a mental thing. It has to be, because there is no way that you would spend over $180,000 on someone you never met.
Let me, you know what?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
For, you know what, I was just sitting here, and after you sitting here and you saying that, caller, I was just sitting there, I was just thinking, I think Jaja really has feelings for that child. Because why would you give a fuck? Why would you give a fuck? Why would you give a fuck if the child come on the show and we bash the child? Why? If we was going to do that. Not saying that we was going to do that because we wasn't, but why do you give a fuck after this child did all of this to you? Because you got feelings for that child. They probably don't talk
to
Who was the longest person he was in a relationship with?
Huh?
Who was the longest person? What was the longest length of time he talked to one person?
Jaja.
And how long was that?
About 3 or 4 months.
Do y'all remember that night when we was on the show, me, Kelly, and Nicole, and we was talking about each other's kids?
That's many a night, Alexis.
Okay, the night that we was talking about shaking the table, we was talking about the kids, and Nicole was like, "Don't talk about mine." And y'all,
okay.
That was the boy that they was talking about. Remember, I said Kelly was trying to have the boy. That was the boy.
Oh. Who's trying that?
Too soon.
Well, but Alexis, you know what? In their defense, on the child part, you can have mentor all the time that you never meet.
Marcus, listen.
That shit hurts.
In New York that y'all never see or anything.
No, you're a motherfucking lie. You're a motherfucking lie.
I don't have no kids.
I ain't
got
no kids
that
I ain't
never
see. All my kids,
no,
I see my kids.
You don't see often.
No, no, no. Anybody that's my motherfucking child.
I'm gonna put y'all private.
Yeah, but seeing your child often and never seeing it at all markets is different. Because somebody like me and Kelly, who might got boatloads of kids, we have at least seen them a few times. We at least have developed a vibe with them in person. You don't just see kids that you never seen.
Yeah, that's kind of hard if you're gonna call somebody your child if you don't know who they are. That's ridiculous.
Right.
But people do that all the time.
I think with the way technology is right now, even if, like when me and Kelly, was doing our couture thing, we used to video chat with the kids, we used to, see them that way and stuff. I think with the way technology is right now, if you can't, you have a child that's totally in California, you live in Ohio, everybody's on Google, everybody's on Skype, everybody's video chatting, FaceTime, Facebook and so forth and so on, but these people aren't even doing the video chat. How can you fall in love with someone who you can't even do the video chat?
I can't put nobody in the house from New York in the house in L.A. If you can't, don't get me wrong, because I've
but
seen
we know what's happening.
Hold on. I have seen houses who have put a whole chapter in a house via Facebook. But I just don't see me putting somebody in the house clear across the country. I've never met, I don't even know really if they are their category. I'm just going by their pictures.
No, no. I have seen people do it, bitch, but. The bitch, these months, they went so far to making this child the administrator of the house group and everything. Okay?
What?
Give, they,
but
this child was
a new house.
This child was
like
the administrator of the house group. This child sat in on conference call and a delegated authority to different people and everything.
And they have never met him.
Never!
Well, y'all keep saying, how can you fall in love with somebody you never meet? Some of y'all fall in love with people you meet and you really don't know. What's the difference?
There's a difference, Mark.
I would
fall in love with people overlook.
Hell, this is
doing
all the time. Of course people fall in love with people overlook. I would rather fall for a cute face than a bitch than a nigga that's not even a real nigga.
But see, right. y'all based it on the looks. But some people, and I can understand how Zsa Zsa feeling, because she didn't necessarily maybe care how the person looked.
Yes,
maybe,
she did.
Yes,
maybe
she did. That's how you get them. That's a trap. I'm sorry, Marty.
That's how she got him, Miss Thing, because he was a dumb ass motherfucking dumb piece, Miss Thing, and she ain't want no motherfucking competition, Miss Thing. That's why she told him to change his number.
He told me that it was a fat coochie on the other hand.
But now she's still protecting him. So what do you think that means? She obviously did. Some of those conversations they had were real. Think about
is
it.
Is she protecting
the looks
him
are
or
are
she
real.
Protecting herself?
What does the child sound like
okay.
on the phone?
Does
she
protect herself
like on the phone?
Everybody, I'm going to start muting, you know, for real. I'm going to start muting. And Marcus, is no shade to you at all. But let Zsa Zsa come on here and defend herself. Don't defend her actions.
Well, I'm not defending her. I'm just looking at the situation like, okay, what are y'all saying? Y'all fall in love with people over looks. I mean, I've been attracted to people that didn't necessarily look great.
Marcus, would you talk to someone and you know, build a relationship with them and you never met them?
Never met them, no. But I do understand how you... And then when you do see them, they don't really look how you really expected them to look. You know what I'm saying? Because some people have.
But you did see them.
Yeah, but you're not. What
you be like?
And not never meeting them is two different things.
All right, I want to go back to the call. I want to go back to the panelists really quickly. Let me go to this call, and then I'm gonna go to the panelists. 443-509. You're on the air.
Please take Marcus off this line. He must have tried to date that butch because he's not understanding. Nobody with common sense is going to fall in love with somebody that they never met after a week, and you ain't trying to come see me. I'm over it. I am over it. He's not understanding.
That's y'all, but that's your feeling. I mean, I wouldn't do it either, but y'all can't say that it wasn't real love because they never met. Can't say that.
Call it what it is. She was thirsty and she gagged. Call it what it is.
She's still protecting the child, y'all. Do y'all really think she's gagging?
She was thirsty as well as
because
Andre was thirsty,
flat.
Which
people
is nothing new. Okay.
You know what? Queens are the most. We are the most stuck up and arrogant people. Some people they keep it past
Lord have mercy.
Well, you know
just
what?
Just like Andre was, just like I was a little bit, because I can admit it too. So, and what? So let's move on.
Let me bring up something really quickly. And I want y'all to mute that background.
Yeah, whose background is that?
Oh, my God. All right, let me see what's going on. Oh, boy, it's always something. Okay. Let me say something. Marcus, you know, Marcus is right to a certain extent, or whatever. If for anyone that has watched any of these episodes, like, we just use the show in comparison, there were actually some successful episodes, meaning that the two people that were fake portraying or whatever was happening, they still winded up getting together at the end because there was still some sort of bond that they built. Even though it was maybe a fake picture and lies and stuff, it was still the emotions. And that's one thing that they kept saying. Yeah, I may have sent you a fake picture. I may have lied to you about who I was and what I do, but the emotions and the feelings that I had were real. Maybe that is still what Zsa Zsa and this child is doing or building. That's why they're still protecting each other.
But
you never know. You know, you never really know because,
I think that when it comes, loneliness is a motherfucker. Nobody wants to be lonely. And you don't know what that lady was going through or if she probably really do got this. I'm just saying, I just think it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that some, you know, I don't want to say it in a negative way, but I think that there's maybe like, you know, self-esteem issues in that. I think that it has to be something. But you know, honey, I guess we find love. You know, we can't question where love is or how love finds us. Now, I don't know.
Yeah, but y'all can't blame it all on Zsa Zsa, though. That child, that butt cheeks a little psychologically impaired, honey. Something's wrong with her.
Yeah,
okay.
I wish to do this to now, one thing I will say I learned in a lot of the episodes is some of the people were doing this to multiple people, but some of these people, once they found that one person, they stuck to that one person, you know. And they really had feelings for them. So I don't know. This child, you're right, Mark, you're right, because this child was doing it to multiple people.
No, you got to think about it. She's a little bit schizophrenic too. She had like three personalities. How you going to be like three people? How you doing?
Let me say this. In slightly agreeing with Marcus, let me say, I do agree, because if you have ever dealt with a guy that's incarcerated, you will know they will tell you what you want to hear in order But the only difference, like Mark said, is they never met. They never crossed paths.
They never video chatted.
Right, they never did.
Okay. Can I give y'all an example? How many of y'all go in y'all house group? It's people in another state that y'all never met, but y'all call them brother and sister.
Well, okay, let me say this. Well,
you borrow
all
trained
the time.
To call your house members brother and sister.
Exactly.
That's not the same thing.
Exactly what the house.
I got a million. It's no shade. I got a million people that hit me up saying, "Hey, auntie."
That's relationship.
That relationship
is not the same. I don't care what you say.
It's not
just
the same.
Just because you call somebody your brother and sister doesn't mean you treat them like that. Doesn't mean you send them money. Doesn't mean you send them craft.
Some people might not done that. Some people, like, okay, when he started trying to get to Kelly, Kelly recognized the game and she paid it. When I interviewed Zsa Zsa, she said she didn't give him anything.
We're not talking about just her.
Well, I'm talking about everybody in general, but that was another example because y'all are pinpointing Zsa Zsa out in this situation, saying she was crazy,
because
to be in a relationship with somebody she never met. I mean,
well, Marcus,
we understand
the
different
statuses?
Circumstances. Who?
Did you read some of them statuses?
Not particularly, because I'm not that nosy.
They used to come down my news feed all the time, and I would be like, "Lord, look at Chris Brown and Rihanna." I even put a status up about it.
Child, I think the worst things in the ballroom. Y'all got people on Facebook who are in the ballroom referring to people that they in, calling them he's and she's, and they sitting there by themselves. Y'all got people buying themselves Valentine's Day presents, talking about somebody gave it to them, and then they gave it to them damn selves.
Marcus, let me be clear. Did you get catfished, girl? Because you was giving very much.
I've never been in a relationship with anybody off the internet. To me, that's not my thing. You know what I'm saying? But
Marcus, you
have
given.
you was giving very much I had fell for the trap, and y'all just not going to bash this girl by herself. Because I really feel guilty, and
wrong.
I feel like y'all talking to me.
I'm always the practical person. Y'all are sitting here. Y'all are some of the dumb bitches that have done it, and y'all trying to pretend like y'all have not.
Y'all
the kettle's calling the pot black.
I don't think bashing is something that you should do to either one of the parties, because they're both, to me, they're equally wrong in the catfish game.
Right. Exactly.
But that's first of all, because you gotta fall. If you fail for it, you're a fool. If you're starting the catfish, then you're also a fool. So I don't think
I'll be honest. I'll be honest with you too. My feelings changed once I spoke
to
Jaja.
Hello,
mm-hmm.
Everybody,
yes.
Hold on. I'm bringing one of my sisters on. Jasmine, my computer keep cutting on. Can you bring that top number on, the 404 number, Jasmine? Because my computer keep cutting off.
Who is that?
That's my sister, the legendary mother, Felicity Mizrahi.
Hi, Felicity. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. I'm just getting over a little cold.
Yes.
So now, Felicity, can you please tell the girls how did you come into this equation, since Miss Alexis Clark ran the list down of all the people that was catfished by Brooklyn?
Hold on, Felicity. Kelly, now what you not gonna do? You see how that bitch flipped that table just that motherfucking fast. Go ahead,
Felicity. I'm gonna give you my rebuttal to that last statement. I forgot what I gotta say. So I've been involved.
We can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
Somebody's music is up.
Kelly,
Oops.
Is that your background?
Yeah, whose background is that?
I think it's Kelly.
All right,
go ahead, Felicity. I'm sorry. All right. So anyway, I got an inbox in my Facebook, and I'm pretty sure a lot of the girls know how the inboxes go and how, the boys want to act like they're interested in you or in life, or they want to prove that they can pull a girl or whatever, however. So, we started, talking on the phone, texting, back and forth, and it lasted about, I would say 48 hours, 48 to, yeah, it lasted about 48 hours. And then after that, I said, babe, I can't talk to you no more because I don't know who you are. I can't get a picture of you, but you won't get on camera, you won't get on Uber, so I can't talk to you no more. And that's how I got into the equation. Now, I didn't go as far as saying, that's my boyfriend, we getting married. I didn't do any of that crazy stuff like that. But after the 48 hours, the next day, Kelly was in love with him.
Thank you. Thank you, Felicity.
Felicity.
Mind you, hold on, you wanted to bring me on, so let me finish up.
Thank you.
So this is what happened. After the 48 hours, I said, baby, I can't talk to you no more because I feel like you're not who you say you are. I done did my background on you and nothing is adding up, so therefore don't call my phone anymore. So I went to the Philly, I went to Man Prodigy's Ball in Philly, and Kelly met me in Philly, and we drove back down to Atlanta together. The whole time she's turning her head to the right of the car talking to somebody whispering, I'm like, well, girl, who are you whispering to? Come to find out it was Brooklyn the whole damn time. I'm sitting there driving like, well, Kelly, you don't have to keep it a secret. I told whoever that is I can't talk to him no more because I don't think it's real. And this woman gets mad at me because the mysterious Brooklyn started calling my phone and tried to talk to me and whisper sweet nothings in my ear. I was like, child, you talk on my phone. So, baby, now listen now. So, mind you, he had done sold Kelly a drink, told Kelly he was meeting her down in Atlanta. So, what was that? MLK meeting her in Atlanta for Pride weekend. He had a hotel downtown. I said, girl, you a dumbass fool if you believe that person. So, anyway, Kelly ended up saying, yeah, you right. Okay, pay it. Don't call my phone no more. Blase, blase. It's over. Then next thing I know, my damn Jaja ass posting up Facebook, she want to beat hoes up over this damn imaginary husband she got.
Yes.
Then I told her, I said, girl, how you going to be threatening?
then people on Facebook talk about they out here talking about, and girl, this woman talk about they got an apartment together, they done adopted a child. I said, well, what the hell just
happened? Thank you
for breathing.
Come on.
It went crazy. It went crazy, but bottom line, that's how I came into the equation, and I subtracted myself from the equation 48 hours. So, and I spoke to that person. I forgot the name. Kelly told me the name, and I told that person, you don't have to do what you're doing, because I would have accepted you and been your friend, and that's it, nothing more. I would have been a cool associate to you if you would have just been honest and say who you are. So that way you would have gave me a choice to get to know you and befriend you. But since you lied and did all this, and the motherfucker good now, and since you lied and had video clips and all this dumbass shit, don't call my phone, don't inbox me, don't subscribe to me, pitch my ass, and keep it moving.
Wow.
Shit just got real.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, if you look in Kelly call log, you'll see that child number up in the
damn, because you just threw Kelly off all off the bus.
She ain't got caught up in it.
I'm sorry, I don't know if you wanted me to. Oh, is Jaja on the phone too? Jaja's on the phone too?
No.
No, she's not here yet.
You think she's there to bring it because the lesbian tried to turn you.
I didn't mean to say all that about Jaja, because I'm sorry. We was on Facebook.
Well, how come y'all not reading Andre's ass? Ain't he good for taking a girl's dates?
Well, listen, Felicia, that's what I want to ask. Because
no,
the story
because technically, Andre was talking. Okay, I'm not going to bring Andre in this, but technically, the boy was catfishing Andre first.
And you
said excuse me, don't do that. And
this is what he told me. That's all I'm asking.
Oh, my God. No, this is what it was, okay? Andre said, ooh, Felicity, let me show you a picture. And I said, okay, he's cute, whatever. This is his name, such and such. So I inboxed him. I said, hey, I see you're talking to my father. Where are you from? Who are you? I was doing my background research. It went from there to, okay, let me text you. And the next thing I know, the messages got longer and longer. And then, like I said, the next day, that boy told Andre he was in love with me. He wanted to talk to me. And Andre got mad again. I was like, Andre, I barely know that child.
Can I say something, though? I mean, just saying devil's advocate. Why would you text him after that? I mean, to me, that would be kind of like you trying to add on us.
No, I didn't text him after that. That was within the 24 to 48 hours. I told you after 48 hours it was done. So, therefore, that was between 24 to 48 hours, which means I had a grace period of 10 hours.
But you also said that you was over because his stuff wasn't adding up with him and you didn't want to talk to him anymore. So even in spite of you knowing that he was talking to Andre, you still kind of gave it a little go yourself.
That is what it's kind of giving a little bit, though.
Oh, God.
And it sounds like Kelly did the same thing to Felicity. And Jaja did the same thing.
Okay, listen.
And the beat goes on.
Okay, listen. Okay. I'm going to plead this to that.
So, in other words, what happened was he was talking to Andre Felicity. You saw him hit him up, and y'all started talking.
Hold on, wait.
We already got that beat, girl. I kind of brought that in.
Right.
You know what?
How did Donye get caught up in it?
Oh, shit. Donye's in it, too?
Well, see, this is the list that he, because I spoke to him while he was still being Ronnie, and he told me how he was talking to Andre.
Hold on. Okay.
I gotta go.
Hold on.
I can't do that.
Hello.
Everybody, welcome to the radio show. The first co-host, the first host of the radio show. It's the legendary overall father icon Andre Mizrahi. You're live on the airwaves.
Eat it, man.
What's going on, y'all?
Andre.
They're trying to talk about how you got catfished, Andre. Can you tell us your side of the story?
Oh, yeah, he definitely got me, bitch. That's when he hit me up.
he hit me up one day, maybe a year ago or something, and we was talking for like 2 months, and then I went to a ball in Detroit, because that's where he said he was supposed to have been living. And I was like, well, when I get down there, I hit you up. I hit him up a few times. He never answered, period. Then finally, he was supposed to be moving to Atlanta to go to school. He
right.
never got there. Bunch of bullshit, basically. And one day, I was fed up and said, you know, don't call my phone no more because I don't believe it's you or whatever.
Okay.
And then I told Kelly and all of them, but they didn't believe me. I kept saying, bitch, he's going to get y'all.
Kelly planning a damn wedding, a Bahamas
cruise. No, because Kelly came to me one day and was talking about, oh, he is real, and I was like, child, until I see that bitch, he is not real, and she gagged.
Exactly.
Even after Andre warned you and Kelly, y'all still with behind Andre.
Excuse me. Don't add words into Andre's mouth. You say that you're a journalist. Make sure you quote the truth and nothing but the truth.
He
That's
just
all you
said
need to do.
He told
do
y'all that the boy
Andre,
was not real.
I kept
saying that child was not real, but they were not real.
Excuse me.
All right, well, I have a question.
And then with the sad part is I told them that I was talking to him for like 2 months. This bitch hit me up 3 times. He was supposed to meet me at Balls and never showed up ever. And then he just lied.
No.
And then,
you told
yeah,
Kelly.
That was too much.
You told Kelly all that. But like I told him,
you that too, girl. I told you.
Right. Exactly. So, Kelly, you went behind your overall father's back.
Hold on,
you know
what
it was? He was gorgeous, and they did not want to believe that he was fake, so they thought they were going to get a fresh piece. That's what it was.
All right, guys. I see a bigger problem over here, but I'm going to let Jasmine hit it. But I see a bigger problem.
Into the eyes of the motherfucker Z.
You have reached the voicemail box of 347-376-7863.
I was trying to get somebody else on the phone line that he catfished, but they don't want to answer their phone.
Kelly.
I have a question for you, Andre.
I don't
yeah, who's
that,
Jasmine?
Hi, Andre.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, how are you?
I have a question for Andre, then I'm going to go to Felicity. Andre, there's a rumor, not saying that it was you, but there's a rumor that people sent this child Green Dot as well as Kraft and shit like that. Did you ever send that child any Green Dot to Kraft? I know the answer, but did you do it?
I'm so broke, bitch. I ain't sending nobody
shit. Okay, Felicity, did you send the child any money, Green Dot, Kraft, or anything?
I don't mean nothing.
In 48 hours.
Hold on. And okay, thank you. 48 hours of knowing this child, only thing he did for me was waste my unlimited text messages and unlimited minutes. He would not get a fucking dime about me.
Okay.
So if you want to say,
Kelly.
He got Miss Selvin, too. He got Miss Selvin.
Well, if you want to know who sent him Green Dots and stuff like that, you want me to tell you who?
Who?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say one of them because she might hang up on me, but the other one ain't on the line.
Miss Kelly, you sent that guy some Green Dot.
Bitch, I sent that guy some Green Dot.
So, Kelly, you were shaking your shit down, Tony. All right, Kelly, you better shake that purse.
Bitch, I sent no motherfucking Green Dot, bitch, please.
No. Okay. But, no, I didn't do any of that. And, I don't believe in that.
Look at the ass of the motherfucker Z. You can't help that. Look at me. Look at me, bitch.
I told
all of them to throw that number away like I did, bitch, but they ain't want to listen.
Because they went behind your back and tried to snatch you. Okay, that's what it's getting.
Stop saying they, Andre.
I told about five names, honey, to throw that number away.
Stop saying they.
Was Dahlia one of those names? Okay.
I don't even know he got Donye too. Bitch, let me find out.
He did?
That's what I heard.
Wait, hold on, because Andre and Felicity wasn't on the phone. The list consists of, hold on, the list consists of Andre Mizrahi, Tyga Bagari, Felicity Mizrahi, Little Mama Milan, Zsa Zsa Mizrahi, Boots Prodigy, Sabrina Icon, BJ Khan, and Alexis got a whole bunch of other more names too.
But the key thing is, no one would have went through none of this because I was the first one that met the bitch, and I told y'all he was not real, but no one would have
done it.
Hold on, Felicity, stop. So, in other words, Andre, like I said earlier, he said that he was talking to Andre first, Felicity hit him up and then tried to talk to him, then Kelly hit him up and then tried to talk to him, and from my sources, Zsa Zsa hit him up and then Donya hit him up.
So I know all of them except for Donye.
I don't know what Donye is.
So Alexis, let me ask you this. Okay, since you said you're a journalist, right?
Let me finish.
So is this person's entire existence is a fucking lie? How can you sit here and quote what this person told you? Who did what, when, where, and how? This person is not even real, and you sitting here saying this is the list and this is how the list goes. I'm confused.
Okay. If you got catfish, Felicity, you got catfish, girl.
I'm not denying that the person wasted 48 hours of my time. I never denied that. But guess what? I didn't travel to a ball to go see this person.
Wait, who traveled to the ball, bitch?
You are done.
I was going to the ball in Detroit.
That bitch is at us, honey. She keep throwing these little shots at us, Andre.
See, I never traveled for him. I always go to balls, but he was supposed to have lived in that state for me
but
to meet up with him. That's the difference.
Who sent the green dot? Did Nicole try to talk to him, or was that Nicole's son? That was Nicole's son.
Salvin's child, too.
Mind you.
That dyke ate it. She got grand vibes.
I'm about to call you on the radio.
Andre, y'all need to give her status right away.
Your son.
What you said, Jasmine?
Y'all need to give her status, acknowledgement.
She's definitely an icon, but she ate that. She ate that real quick.
If that list is accurate, she ate it really quickly. I bet you that list
is much longer because remember when he made a post in the what ballroom group was that? And he had like 500 comments from every single house. I ain't gonna call their names, from overall mothers, and everybody was talking to him. And baby, that inbox went crazy.
That list is long because I remember him saying he was talking to Norman from Atlanta and this one and that one. That list is really long. That deck ate the fuck out of this one, bitch.
When did she have time to have a regular fucking life?
That was her life, bitch. She don't have a life. Look at her, honey. She's fat, miserable, she's depressed.
You know what,
Y'all gotta get into psychologically. She took on this person's life and her actual mental mind.
She needs a challenge. Yeah, because if that bitch could do all of that for all that time, that bitch is mentally gone.
Hold on, everybody. Please welcome to the radio show the icon herself, Kool-Aid Nanushka Mizrahi, Terry's mother. She's live on the air.
Hello, Aurora Mother Rudy.
Oh, my God.
Ma, what the fuck have you done?
Who's this?
It's everybody.
It's everybody.
Jasmine, it's Felicity, it's Andre, Alexis, the whole cast, everybody's on the line talking about your son catfishing half of the ballroom scene.
He damn sure catfished everybody.
What do you mean what I have done?
They said
he catfished you too, boo boo. You thought he was real, bitch.
Okay, I never said that he wasn't. I still don't understand this call. So then why am I on it if I got catfished too?
We all got catfished, so we teaching together, bitch. What the fuck?
This is an intervention for all the victims of the crime that have been affected by this horrible person. So
yes.
That's why we brought because we felt like we could all come.
Well, okay. Well, if that's the case, then I don't need to be on this. But if that's the case, then I don't need to be on this line because I wasn't a victim.
No, he was a victim of a parent. He was a pawn at first, bitch. You put him in the house of corn, did not know him, and he was a dyke hoe. Yes, you are a victim, girl.
Excuse me. Well, if that's the case, Andre Mizrahi.
I wasn't a victim. I know I'm a victim.
But we left it alone.
Who left it alone?
While everybody else was still drawing to it, we left it
alone.
True.
That's true. We, at a time when I said leave it alone, you did listen to me. You was the only one. You're right.
So that's why I don't feel like I'm a victim, to be honest with you. And when I spoke to him, I told him myself, I got worried, if you don't want to reveal yourself, I can no longer do it no more. And he knows that I left him alone. But you know what I said? We all make mistakes. We all are catfish in our own little way.
Oh, yeah, she catfished me, bitch. I need to see her in person.
Yeah, I need to see her in person. Just want to get you something.
No, I think the ones that really got catfished, the ones that really got catfished were certain Mizrahis. I'm not going to say no name.
Oh, I heard y'all really got catfished.
Yeah,
Kelly
did one of our moves.
She took too long, bitch. No, ma'am. Know why I'm saying that? Because I told Kelly to leave that bitch alone. That bitch called me back and said, yeah, I've seen him in person. This is him, and he is real, and da-da-da-da, and that bitch got catfish.
So, Kelly, where did you see him in person at?
In her imagination.
Bitch, please, okay?
Was he at Gaggle Wing?
Right next to me at Gaggle Wing.
I ain't gonna lie though, in my 26 years of being gay, bitch, I got catfished twice. I ain't getting it no more.
Who was the other person that catfished you on, Andre?
The other one was this queen from Houston, bitch. And it was a ball out there, and I finally went out there. This was like 5 years ago. And she was the same. And then she only had 2 pictures on MySpace. It was like when MySpace was big, though, some shit like that. But I said, no, ma'am. And then this queen come and she catfished me. No more. But this one really ate it, though. She really had that boy life down packed, bitch.
Yes.
Like, she ate that.
That bitch is crazy. Yeah.
I need to say his hand, bitch.
When I tell you this bitch is good, bitch, when I'm talking about she got his jack-off videos and everything, bitch, she was good.
Yup, she do, yup. Because she sent me one, yup.
That's why the thirst happened.
Well, send me one.
She took his whole life, bitch.
I'd be a little scared of her. She sound like a sociopath.
That's what I'm saying. That sound like a fucking movie.
I'm going to tell you something. You know what she needs? She needs a psychologist who's looking for a challenge. That's what she needs.
Now, y'all not going to talk for him now. Now, wait a minute now. Like I said.
You know what, truthfully, I think the bitch is too smart. I think she should be a psychiatrist.
Let me get some clarification.
We're going to talk about her because she was coming for herself trying him.
Are we talking about Shawnee? Is this Shawnee or is this somebody else?
No, we talk about Perry, a.k.a. Brooklyn, Coolidge Chow.
The same person.
Because Shawnee has pictures of him with other ballroom people, so that's why I'm kind of, so they took on,
Well, see, this is what I'm saying. I believe he stole Shawnee's pictures. But he was in, that's why, I don't know. The way Zsa Zsa explained,
I mean, I can't say this. I can't say this, though. I can't say this is that I think the girls, certain girls, I'm not going to say no names, but I think certain girls better keep it cute. Because one thing I can say, and I do know this for a fact, because when he revealed everything. So all your girls, I will give you a heads up on this. The girl that you really, really think is your girlfriend, and the ones you really think that you can trust your girlfriend around a man, trust me when I tell you.
Well, we already got that with Felicity and Andre.
So what you really saying, Selvin, is that bitch guy, he took, what, pictures or videos with the girls and something like that?
Baby, he got, I'm going to put it like this. He has videos. And he has conversations with certain girls that think they have girlfriends. So, and mind you, it's so deep that even lovers are giving, honey, oh, fuck him. They both, the lovers are even giving, honey, child, please pay him. And I was gagging. And
like I started this show, tonight saying, there's a lot of fake and phony bitches out there as well.
Well, girl.
Well, I know that dyke is crazy. She mentally going there.
She's actually brilliant. No shade.
Yeah, she's really, really brilliant. You're right about that. That's what she could be a psychiatrist.
Brilliant.
But
that's
a
crazy one.
I mean to defend her. I think we all have done it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I feel that, as like I said, and like I'm explaining to Kelly, even though it is a different issue, but really think about it. When the girls do craft or whatever under people's names, don't they pretend to be them?
That's a different whole thing. This bitch went beyond crafting.
I've never met this person.
That bitch went beyond the bitch. Well, at least when the girls are friends, somebody else's name, you meet the person and just hate the other person. I don't partake in none of that. That bitch been doing that for a year and a half with over 25 people. That's beyond that. That's just like y'all said. He didn't have time to be nobody else but that child. No, that's a mental... That's a mental case,
that we know of. That we know of. This situation makes you think.
No, that child, he was Brooklyn. He was the cousin and everything, bitch. He'd be on three conversations with girls and everything.
The only ones I feel sorry for, just like I told Kelly, the only ones I feel sorry for, and anybody can say it the way they want because this is my opinion, the only ones I feel sorry for, maybe it's Miss Zsa Zsa. And the rest of them girls that was giving honey, I'm hungry and just thought about the meat and all that.
Wait. And Zsa Zsa is my daughter, bitch. But if I don't feel sorry for my motherfucking self and he got me, why we got to feel sorry for her?
Damn.
Could
you
let
them go?
What? This goes to show you how serious people take relationships, how serious people take this mother-daughter father-son type of situation. Like, my personal kids, I know my kids. You can't tell me that this is my child. No, bitch, I don't even know this boy like that for this to be my child, my personal child.
But that's how I said it. Meet him after two times. I knew something was up. I said, no, ma'am, you won't, not me, no, ma'am.
Hey, hold on, Andre. Zsa Zsa, you in the chat room and you're listening to this show. Call in or text somebody your number so we can call you. You're in the chat room.
Yeah, call in, daughter. Call in, daughter.
And you conversating with
Andre.
You
want to
piece of that light skin chat, honey.
You said what?
I said, Andre, you wanted a piece of that light skin chat.
Yeah, baby, I ain't even gonna lie. After the second meeting, bitch, I knew something was wrong.
If that child would have hit any other one of us up on this motherfucking phone, bitch, and conversated and sent the pictures and the videos and everything, bitch, we would have all wanted a piece, okay? Naima, stop running.
No, that's not the problem, Kelly. The problem, that's right. You're right, because we all are butch queens or femme queens or women or whatever. But after the second time, bitch, come to reality,
that this motherfucker ain't real, bitch. You're not going to sit on the phone for no month or 2 months talking to a bitch that's not fucking real. Like, really? And you're supposed to meet with him twice? And
I understand exactly what you're saying, bitch. But to be a but as good as this child was, mistake, to have this child jack off videos, mistake, and have motherfucking all the child motherfucking YouTube videos singing and everything, this child is
But Kelly, this is the same Kelly. No, Kelly, he sent this all to me before he sent it to any of y'all. That still didn't tell me shit because I still didn't see him 2 different times. And he made up weird ass stories, so I knew something was up. And you're not a young bitch, so you should have known something was up.
Kelly, the way he was giving me details about you and everything, bitch, it just made it seem like, him and Andre played it, but he probably just ain't see it.
Kelly, just like everybody else.
I would have told you, bitch.
Kelly, just like everybody else, just like you said about everybody else, girl, you was having a low self-esteem moment, girl, and he caught you when you was vulnerable.
Honey,
it's okay.
I'm
to my son.
Okay,
Kelly.
Okay. Let me tell you something, Kelly,
because
I thought you were
using your son, I wish your son to answer the phone. Zaza told him not to call into the show.
I only had a few little inbox messages with that child, and that was it. Let me tell you something. I'm a very good girl at judging the current stuff.
So you still don't know this Kelly fake profile. Be quiet.
Let me trust me. I know who it is now. So you had several seats. Now, I already knew what I was looking for. So I was just like, something ain't right about her.
I don't have the number saved in my phone. I had to master reset my phone. Text my phone right now, Jaja, because I have to master reset my phone.
Where's Marcus over there, honey?
Why haven't I put the plug in there?
I know who you are, light skin.
That plug.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, Ema, you don't know who I am, baby. Trust me, baby, okay? Naima, I'm gonna get you so good, bitch. My fake profile, I keep telling y'all, all my pictures that I use in my fake profile is boys that I don't play with. I'm gonna get you so good, Naima, bitch. I'm gonna have him come over here and video chat with you and everything, bitch, and make you do all type of thing, bitch.
That like he got you.
Speaking of fake profiles, let me give y'all a scenario. Let me tell y'all what happened.
Hold on, wait one minute, I'm calling Jaja right now, hold on y'all. Hold on, I'm getting Jaja on the phone right now.
Don't hang up now, honey.
He got other people too, bitch, it's other people he got, honey, but they don't want to get on the phone.
Y'all, honey, y'all wasting my minute.
You got unlimited on that iPhone.
The key is y'all going behind each other's back in the house and having.
Hold on, y'all. Oh, because I got to unmute her. Jaja, you're live on the air. Jaja.
Hello.
Jaja. Her number is there. Why is she not talking?
Hello?
This is her.
No, that's not her.
It's not. Oh, shit, honey. Now she catfishing us.
No. Her number is there. I don't know why she not talking.
Y'all embarrassing her. That's wrong.
Honey, she wasn't the only one, baby. This child went through a lot of icons and legends, okay?
Okay.
Mistake, he went through a lot of icons and legends, Mistake. He liked the icons and the legends, okay?
That's why he was pretty for realness of 2 different houses.
Not too much, because we actually saw this person.
Well, I don't know what happened with Jaja's number. I just hung up on her. I called her number, but she didn't say anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to believe y'all don't see this young man.
You want to walk like a snake? I'm a nasty girl.
Yes. And I seem very pressed, like she's really ready to meet
this
person.
What's his number?
Why?
Do y'all have his number? Because let me match this number.
I'm not Kelly. Let me match this number,
y'all.
Hey, please. Have a reputation.
Eddie.
Mm-mm.
Who is that coming in?
What's
going on
in the background?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Y'all,
good. So y'all got set work. Let's talk about next show you should have, Kelly. I mean, Jasmine, is in-house date. That's what you should be having. That should be the next show. Because y'all are turning it tonight.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to try to call Jaja again. She just texted me. Hold on. I'm calling her again.
You want to be sick because you get back.
Enrique, mind your business. Leave that topic alone.
Oh, wait a minute. My bad. Did I hit a nerve? My bad.
This pussy is real.
Jaja, are you there?
That's me.
Hey, Jaja?
No.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Jaja's live on the air.
Hey, Jaja, how are you?
Hey. Oh, shit. Hey, y'all.
Now, can you give us your rendition of what happened?
Huh?
Can you give us your rendition of what happened?
With the little catfish situation, right?
Yes.
Well, pretty much, I mean, I met somebody on Facebook. Well, number one, I just want to clear up, I never, ever sent anybody anything. That's just number one. So whoever started that rumor can kiss my ass and suck the sickest dick that they can fucking find, because I don't shake. I'll leave that for the other girl. That's number one. Number two. Number two. Never, not never, not ever did I go looking for anybody online. And number three, it was never a thirsty type situation. Number four, the person hit me up. I paid the person for 3 weeks. Didn't even know what he looked like for 2 whole weeks, because I'm never pressed. You know, I'm never pressed over no boy. I'm pressed over money. Like, bitch, I'm going to make money. I don't give a fuck about no dick. What's up? So, you know, the guy hit me up.
Yeah, she real mad.
The guy hit me up. You know, he was talking this and the third. I'm like, yeah, like, whatever. Okay, like, that guy. You know, and then, like, as I got to, like, know the person, and I'm just going to say the person, because, of course, it was the person that I thought it was. As I got to know the person, you know, I was getting this backstory of all these dramatic things that happened in a childhood. And, you know, the person was very nice, sweet, endearing, and all that kind of stuff. And the person had the making of, like, a potential, like, good boyfriend or whatever. So that's why I kept the conversation going. But I don't know if the things that supposedly happened in the childhood were lies. I don't really think they were. I just don't think those things happened to that person in the picture. You know, and that's all I'm going to say about that. But I pretty much knew that something wasn't right at the end of November. But I'm the type of person, I'm not going to walk away without getting answers, because I felt like that's what I deserved, answers. So I'm going to go through hell and hot water to get them. And that's what I did. Like I said, at the end of November, I started to notice some little things wasn't right. I mean, I was never pressed to be like, oh, video chat me, blah, 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 because in the back of my mind, or in the front, for that matter, you see yeah. things like this, but you like, oh, that shit crazy. Like, you see things and be like, man, that shit crazy. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. it's like, oh, shit, bitch, you that bitch on TV now. And I'm like, god damn. So at the end of, like I said, at the end of November, I was like, yes, this shit ain't right, you know. Just let me do what I do best. So I just started snooping, and I started, you know, becoming friends with people who were in positions to, you know, answer any questions that I had. You know, I mean, I knew the boy was in the Army, and that's all I needed to know. So, you know, like I said, in November I started noticing stuff. I didn't completely take action till towards the end of December. I just started saying things and just catching stuff. You know, and in January, child, I just started finding out everything I needed to find out. Kelly had addressed the situation one time before in one of the groups. And like I tell everybody, never not one time did I not believe what Kelly was saying, but I just needed the proof. Like, and that's what it is. Like, I needed the proof. I didn't love it, and that's just the way, you know, the shit played out. As far as I go, I moved on the same day. As far as that person goes, that person and I, we still talk. Like, that's still my buddy, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I got to know that person. Well, it's a
but
very
you didn't
jazzy
get to
situation.
Know that person.
It's just like I said, it's a very jazzy situation. There was some truth in some of the things. There was some truth in some of the things, and I found that out via
the research that I didn't do because I created another Facebook and befriended, you know, like the person's whole family on Facebook. You know, after like I said,
so you
down,
can't
like,
down. Huh?
They said you befriended the whole family on Facebook?
Well, I mean, not the whole family, but, like, I created another Facebook, and I became friends with family members, the mother, the father, the brother, the cousins, and all that kind of stuff. You know, so it's like...
Well, how do you know that's really them?
How do I know that's really the family?
Yeah.
I know that that's the family because of the things that the family told me.
She's not talking about the butch. She's talking about the real person. She found the real person and told him everything that was happening.
Yeah.
And then he
filled
her in how he knew the butch and everything. She's talking about the actual person.
You did your research. I got the extra person address. His name, his mother name, where his mother worked, where his sister works, and everything. So I mean, this wasn't no Rudy Poo type shit, bitch. I did what the fuck I needed to do to get what the to get the answer that I needed. So,
Jaja. Okay, let me ask you a question. The boy Shawnee, remember when we was talking about him?
Yeah. This election, right? Yeah.
Right. Okay. Isn't that supposed to be Shawnee Allure, the light skinned boy with the long, pretty hair?
Yeah. I never denied that. That is Shawnee.
No. Hold on, Enrique. I'm asking her, are we talking about the same person? Was that the same? Was that supposed to be the cousin or the one that y'all was on the phone with? Is that him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm confused, because I'm looking at this other boy, because I know this one boy, I guess he was a con, but then he became an icon, correct? This pretty boy realness person?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay, because they're all in pictures alike, because when I used to talk to Shawnee on the phone, I was like, he was telling me about his boy. I was like, well, no, we're definitely going to have to meet him before there's even an interest and stuff like that, because he would come on and talk a lot of stuff. You know, I myself, let me put that out there, never met him. But Sebastian said, not the one from North Carolina.
He met Shawnee, because I asked one of the Allure representatives. I said, this boy Shawnee is supposed to be a fake profile. So they said, well, give me a few minutes, let me find out.
Right.
They came back to the group and they said, well, Sebastian said he met him.
Right, exactly.
Sebastian
did say he met him. Right, but the other boy, because it was always intertwined, because I guess it was supposed to be like best of buddies. That's who until I went to the official ballroom, that's who we had pictures with. But he had pictures with them and other ballroom kids. So that's where my confusion came in. It wasn't just them two, it was other people, unless they photoshopped pictures down.
So maybe Shawnee is a real person and he was stealing Shawnee pictures, which I don't understand. How he was stealing Shawnee pictures and both of them in the ballroom scene, that would seem awkward, but I don't know.
Yeah, at the end of the day, both of them are real people.
And they're both
right.
are real people,
True.
Right.
You're right.
Because he did say, because he was saying that he wanted his friend to come to the house, but his friend became an icon. I said, okay, great, fam. Because they didn't want to go through the whole
thing. Tell him how y'all would have the three-way conversations, Jaja, please.
You said tell him how what?
How y'all would have the three-way conversation.
Not three-way. It was giving you Mary ghost teeth with Whoopi Goldberg.
I mean, child, it was through a conversation. And my goal is not to get up here and try to, like, make fun of the situation, because at the end of the day, the situation is something that happened to me. I'm also not going to make fun of the other person that was involved in the situation, because, like I said, that person did a bad thing, but I don't believe that person's a bad person. Y'all can believe what y'all want to believe to me. It really doesn't matter what y'all believe, because at the end of the day, this is my life, and I'm living it the way I want to. You know, and, you know, furthermore, like I said, me and that person are still friends or whatever, blah, 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 and that's just the way it's going to be. But I just wanted to clear it up. I never not wanted nobody anything. You know, that's not my philo. And furthermore, like, everybody's saying, you said what?
What did you say? I don't think anybody was downplaying. I mean, I don't think anybody was...
But no, everybody's saying, like, oh, how could you let this happen? How could you let this happen? The same way everybody else was so comfortable with, you know, becoming friends or lusting after or becoming a mother or a father or a grandmother or a grandchild, the same way those people were comfortable with doing it was the same way I was comfortable doing it, because I thought that this person had connections with this person and that person.
Okay.
You know, anybody could do that, but at the end of the day, if you call this person your brother, your son, your uncle, if you lusted after him, if you were in his inbox, met him because he was talking to me or whatever, baby, you got catfish too. Point blank,
okay.
Period. You know,
okay.
At the end of the day, we all formed some type of relationship with, and grew a fondness for this person. That's what
okay,
catfish
is. Okay, let me say this. Okay, because I was a sister. Because my father...
Oh, you got catfish, Matt.
My father is
a family group.
I just said he was my sister. I said our whole conversation in the group. It was no shade. My father came to me and said, "This is your little brother," right? We started
right,
talking.
And it's like, that's somebody you trust. You know,
I didn't trust it because I didn't know. It's a lot. My father's kids, we not cool like that. There are some that I am cool with, and we just cordial. But because my father came to me, I figured, you know, I never questioned where did he get this child from. You know what I'm saying? Because grown ass man, he got. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought it would have been like, oh well, you know, the way they were talking, like he lives in Atlanta. I thought he was living even down to Zsa Zsa. The way that they were talking on Facebook, I thought they were together. Until me and her talk and find out, then that's when she told me everything. And that's what I was thinking about my dad. I was like, how the fuck did you let this boy in your family? Like, it makes you think, like, how do you really treasure the rest of your kids? Like, if you could just let somebody come into your immediate circle that you, some people that you claim to love, like, I just didn't understand it. To each his own, I just didn't understand it. It don't work for me.
Yeah, I mean, but as far as I go, y'all, like, for real, I moved on the same day. It's really not that deep to me to, like, continue to, like, you know, like, be like, oh, Lord, I got catfish. Bitch, okay. And, you know, let's order.
But you know what does, Shasha? Not to cut you off, you sound like a real nice girl. You sound like a sweet girl. I kind of think that some of the stuff I said about you or whatever when I said that you were gullible. But you sound like a real nice girl. You sound like a sweet girl. But the fact of the matter still remains is she tried it on all y'all time. You may not want us to read that child, but she needs to be read because she is the read.
Thank you. Oh, I mean, you know what? Well, you know, believe me, I said what I needed to say to the person, but it's just, I just didn't feel like that I should just turn my back on the person, because aside from the, you know, oh, honey, boo-boo and bae and la, 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 aside from that, like, we had a lot of laughs on the phone. You
right.
know, I'd be like, oh, shit, like, bitch, Domino's got this sale. You order you one and order me one, too. You know, the person be like, oh, I'm about to order that. Well, order me one, too. You know, just fucking
right.
around. And they will order me one, too.
I bet
they
ordered
some
man. You paid
I got the pizza man in my motherfucking door. I'm like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just little stuff, and I'm just not going to turn my back on that person because
who is that in the background talking shit? That's what I'm trying to
say. Wait,
out.
So at the end of the day, you develop a true friendship is what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, and at the end of the day, at the end of the day, we all do bad things, but that does not mean that we're bad people. So like
right.
I said, I'm not going to sit here and turn my back on this person, because somebody that can sit there and do all that is somebody that, you know, maybe they really need somebody. You know, and at the
yeah,
end of the
well,
day, if a motherfucker
in
turns
meantime,
around,
I'm
going to be their head
the
off
for
because
now.
Of all
we're going
live
to read
radio reading that person, you know, I'm not going to be held accountable for that. You know, at the
right.
end of the day, the person did a bad thing, and the person asked for forgiveness. It's just like the same way we wanted God to forgive us for the wrong we're doing. How can I be like, no, I'm not going to forgive you? Bitch, bye. I'm
you ain't
the fuck
God,
on. I'm not upset, and I'm not
nobody.
Bitter.
And that's actually commendable that you're taking that stance to continue to be a part of that person's life, because that person possibly needs someone that could, you know, make them come out of their
exactly.
shell and become who they are. Me in particular, I'm somewhat the same type of person, but right now in my life, that's why I said don't call my damn phone no more. I can't do it. I'm not a psychiatrist.
Ain't nobody
today.
Trying to be kept in secret home.
And yeah.
Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa.
It's like right
Kelly
now.
Kelly told
like,
me
right
that.
I can't afford to do it. No more. Okay. No more.
Kelly said,
checks.
Why did you tell a child not to come on the show?
Kelly said, why did I tell the child not to come on the show?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Because I feel like this whole show is geared towards keeping it up. Oh, no, I'm never not to say bitch. Yes, I said don't come on the show. We all just over that. But not only did I say don't come on the show, somebody else child also picked the button and said don't come on the show. They created that show just to bash you. That's where that came from.
So basically you say Nicole told him not to come on the show too.
No. I'm not saying nothing about Nicole. But what I am saying is somebody else has a child. And that child was the one that texted that person and said, don't go on their show. They're creating a show just to bash you.
Okay, so basically you saying that my sister Nicole, even my sister Selvin or Nicole told him not to come on the show because we was gonna bash him. Bitch, whoever told the child besides Jaja not to come on the show, if I wanted to bash somebody or take and humiliate somebody, I don't need them to come on the show for me to do that.
I can do that without
them coming on this motherfucking show. Because I know more shit about this motherfucking child than any of you motherfucking bitches know about this motherfucking child. Because we sat after the simple fact... After the simple fact of me and this child talking on the phone for the week that we talked to the phone after that, me and this child, I was still this child's friend afterwards. We sat and we talked about everything. So if I really want to bash this child and drag his motherfucker, drag her name through the mud, I can do that without any of these bitches telling him not to come on the show. And the same way I can turn around and bash those bitches too.
Okay, Jaja.
I just got a question in my inbox. They want to know, are you walking this weekend for the 500?
No.
Okay. Second question was, how do you feel like, okay, this is to pretty much everybody. How do you have a person that has been through the whole house, how does it feel to sleep, to talk to someone behind, Felicity, how does it feel to sleep? How does it feel to talk to someone behind Audrey's back?
Okay, well, let me go first.
Okay.
Number one, when everything first started going, I never knew about that, you know, when we first it was after a month, you know what I'm saying, that I knew about that. And then, you know, things kind of set quiet because I'm like, well, oh my God, like, this, I don't feel comfortable. And then it was the thing of, well, you know, we didn't talk like that, this and the other. And I'm like, okay. And then it was the thing of, well, you know, somebody told me that you talked to Felicity. And then it was me and Felicity had one conversation on the phone, this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. And then it was, oh, well, yeah, you supposed to have talked to Kelly. And then it was, oh, no, me and Kelly never talked. Kelly was like a friend, this, that, and the third, whatever.
Like,
I'm like, no. I'm like, okay. After that's when Kelly was like, bitch, that is not real. I have never seen this person. Felicia has never seen this person. Andre has never seen this person. And I'm like, oh, the fuck up. What the fuck?
Well, which one did
I what ask? Happened was, what made everything hit the fan is when that person, I don't know her name, when that person created another profile talking about this damn child and graduated from getting his bachelor's in Tennessee, and he's moving to North Carolina, and he want to be a free boy from North Carolina. They added him to the group, and I said, Kelly, that's a fake-ass fucking profile. Go to when the boy joined Facebook, and it's the same damn picture that said he married Jaja. So we do it with Ronnie, the motherfucking Thor. And that's what made everything come out.
Wait a minute,
Remember you and the boy got married on Facebook? Y'all updated y'all little thing, status thing.
Listen, when you updated
y'all status and said that y'all were gay, whatever, on Facebook. Well, when you
I said I was expecting a baby. I'm married to Rio on Facebook.
Okay, listen. Well, let me
I
tried to downplay shit. That's just what the fuck it was. Go ahead, Felicia.
No, you was trying to fight the girl. She was married on there.
Go ahead, Felicia.
Listen. What I'm saying is, when that boy was added to the Mizrahi group, I said something don't seem right.
So when you and you and him updated y'all status or whatever that said baby, marriage, whatever.
Bye.
I went to the fake profile in the Mega group and clicked on when the profile was created or they joined Facebook, and it had your picture at the beginning of the profile. And I said, y'all ain't been talking to this child for no 4 years, so why the fuck are pictures out here? And that's how
it was created the same day.
No. It was created by the same email address, the same user, and all of that was updated.
Okay. I asked that question wrong. Zsa Zsa, the person wants to know, are you walking Bush Queen in drag realness or film queen realness? The discrepancy came up because nobody knew what realness that you won $1,000 for. That's why they asked this. What this person?
What? No, you don't have to clear it up. I'll clear it up. I want it for open to all: beaten trans men, pretty boys, executive thugs, drags, and femme queens. That's
but she is a
film
queen. Thank you. It's no more discrepancies. Go ahead.
Okay,
girl,
bitch, don't ask you shit up in your motherfucking inbox, bitch. I'm sure they got my motherfucking bitch ask me. And watch
well,
your bitch.
Well, the kids ask you because you're going
to
try and lie to them. Shit.
Nah. You say I'm going to try to do what?
Zsa Zsa. They can't ask you.
You said I'm going to try to do what?
Girl, so they can't
shit.
You
said they can't ask me because they what?
You going to try and lie to them. You catfishing bitches.
I love bitch. I ain't catfishing. I'm motherfucking lie to bitch. I got catfish.
To
sum it all up, at the end of the day, okay, I got catfish. What do you fucking do? You know, moving on to trying.
That ain't no
you know, moving into meanwhile.
If y'all really want to be honest and be I'm not going to take you there because that's going to open up a whole other show. There's a lot of motherfucking angry motherfucking paying people that's mad because they got catfish too and they walked out the door and they walked
in. And Felicity, you know, that's the strange part. I thought I would be angry and piss the fuck off and try to be so, you know, like, go find it. But for what? For what? What
because
happened?
You're still in love.
I don't pay it.
It's not.
All right.
Let me ask you something,
no,
you
know, no, nothing.
It's
no
it's
being
not
in
not
love
or
nothing because that's just
All right. I'm going to some callers and we're going to change this up. 323-286, you're on the air. 323-286.
This is Michi.
Oh, hey, Michi, I'm sorry. 757-419.
Hello.
You can't fix me.
All right, you're gone too, child. Y'all got 15 minutes to call in. Really quickly, Zsa Zsa, this is Jasmine. I just want to say thank you for coming on and explaining your story.
You say what?
You ain't saying me that.
This is Jasmine, and I want to say thank you for coming on and explaining your story. And I just hope everything worked out for the best.
Well, you know, I'm sure it will, because like I said, I moved on the first day. I'm not mad or bitter. I really moved on, you know.
But wait a minute, can I ask you something?
Cool.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
what happened to me wrong with...
What I want to know is, okay, being that you said that you're friends with this child now, and that y'all cool and everything, and you're not going to bash your child, and you're not going to read the child and stuff like that. What I want to know is, being that this child gave you this charity case story, whatever story that she told you, is that the reason why that you feel sorry for her and that you still want to be cool with her and keep with her on the phone because she gave you a story? Because my whole thing is she suffering from personality disorder and self-esteem, looking the way that she's looking, giving what she gives. Then how do you know she didn't make up that story, honey, just, you know, to get you to be her friend?
You know, well, the thing about it is, I don't know if the story was made up or not. You know, I don't know if the story's and I'm not continuing a friendship with this person because of charity. That's not what I'm doing. I'm continuing a friendship with the person because I want to, because I laugh down on the phone, I read to this person and talk shit to this person. We call, you know, other people you know what I'm saying, on through with some of my friends and some of their friends, and we all just be laughing and kicking. It's really not nothing deep. It's not nothing serious. It's just having fun. I could be bitter, and I could be upset. For what?
You know, who was some of your other friends that y'all was on three-way with?
You say what?
Who was some of y'all other friends that y'all was on three-way with and y'all had conversations with?
Well, this person has their own set of friends, you know, and I'm friends with
they
them on Facebook.
They probably don't know him either. They probably don't know him either.
Well, they've never seen this person either. No, they've never met this person either, but like I said, this person chooses to be friends with this person.
So let me ask you a question, Jaja. Does it feel different now that it's not the same cute light-skinned person in the picture? You
it's
know what
a
I'm saying?
Night. The thing, you talking about how I feel, are my feelings different? Yes, they are.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Like, I mean, because, let's be honest, the boy was fine. So,
I thought the feelings after, you know, the cat was out of the bag and the jig was up, I thought that the feelings that were already gained, I thought that they were instantly turned into hate and just
right.
Said, but they didn't. You know, the feelings turned into, like, a different set, you know what I'm saying, of like, well, you know, if you're doing this, clearly something wrong.
But you know what?
You know,
a lot of people don't know that about you, Cha-Cha. Like, you're very forgiving. Like, you might get into it with somebody on Monday, but then you forgive them by Wednesday, and y'all wash that shit away. But a lot of people don't
exactly.
That's how you talk. A lot of
people
don't.
Can I ask you a question?
They think because I cuss a lot and I like the fried chicken, I mean, bitch, what?
Did you tell Ronnie to erase me off his Facebook page?
Did I tell Ronnie to erase you off his Facebook page?
Listen, we was in the unbothered, where my daddy schooled all the house kids, right? So when I think Ballroom News got created or something, he was in the group, and I was like, I went to our kids group, and I was like, so daddy, your child blocked me off of Facebook. So that's when he came back in the group and was like, sis called me, so I called him. He was like, Jaja got my password, and she blocked you and a whole bunch of other people off my face.
Wait a minute,
that's what he gave the girl, and he told. Hold on, Jaja, and he told me the reason why he had to change his phone number is because you ain't want him talking to me on the phone.
Let me tell y'all something. Was I the only one getting catfished? No, ma'am. So if I had the password, wouldn't I have seen all of it?
Go ahead and admit it, girl. You know you did that, girl. Stop crying.
I'm not scared to send them behind nobody back or in their face, so therefore I don't lie behind nobody back or in their face, because it's going to take a bad bitch to beat a bitch like me. So lying is not my motive. I don't lie to your face or behind your back. If I did it, I will tell you that I did it. No, I did not have his password. If I had his password, bitch, I would have seen everything that was in the motherfucking inbox, and then it would have really been a motherfucking inbox.
She's
trying
to get
my
daughter.
Oh,
Jaja. I'm still getting cashback.
Yeah,
Jaja.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie.
I think
that's
it.
Or at the bottom part down there, the sit up.
Underneath
there.
Who is he? Who is he talking? Who is that? Who's the guy that's talking?
Hello?
They ain't talking to me. I'm on mute.
Oh, that is you, Kelly.
All right, y'all. I'm doing that. Thank you for coming on. Felicity, thank you so much as well. You guys, thank you for sharing your stories. Going back to the cast. I don't know who this is.
Ooh.
And
wow,
this motherfucker still don't do it.
Wow,
Kelly, you was like, shit, they can't hear me. I'm on mute.
Kelly.
It sounds like Kelly's roommate over there. That's your roommate over there.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my God. Kelly, please stop. Oh shit.
Who is laughing like that?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
I don't know who these people are, child.
She said, you give me an access code, honey. I'll block you.
They're going in.
Who's that going in?
Is that Alexis
going in like that?
Right.
Okay, you know what? Okay, this is what we're going to do for y'all. Alexis and Naima, I'm about to put y'all private.
And she will do that, because, honey, I didn't know I was going off on Bishop for about 20 minutes.
Private, all by yourself, no audience.
All right. Yeah. That was your catfish story, honey.
Oh,
God. That's enough. Y'all got 7 minutes to call in. The show's about to be in support mode. Thank you for everybody sharing your stories. Thank you, Kelly, for bringing up the topic, even though now I see really why you brought it up, honey, because you played a major part in this whole story.
No, the House of Mizza. A major part of this whole story.
Wait a minute, Jasmine, let me ask you a question. Who is the car in the background? They kept me.
That's my daughter. That car in the background is my daughter. That's what I think every mother lay on me prodigy in the background.
She was reading the show.
You thought what? You thought I was beating you?
We can't even hear her. The bitch keep laughing so much.
She was reading, like, every time Jaga was up, a bitch, please.
Well, that was not me. Are y'all on video chat?
No, Chad and I am over here in tears. You just don't understand. Listen to this shit.
Hi, Naomi.
Hi, Jasmine.
Oh, God, y'all.
All right, y'all. So, you know what? I mean, it's crazy, y'all. That's all I can say. It's crazy.
Not even what did you say?
Alexis.
What did she say, Naima?
Yeah,
I thought my fucking phone was on mute the whole time, bitch, because I be muting y'all, honey. Y'all be like, that be my background, bitch. I be muting y'all.
J-Rock, clear your phone.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. All right, everybody. I just wanted to mute J-Rock because mute everybody because I wanted to go to J-Rock real quick, and then I wanted to go to Mark because I know that they also said, you know, from a different perspective, they experienced this. And I have some callers some people listening that actually inboxed me saying they want to hear their story. So, J-Rock, tell us your story about what happened with you. But try to, you know, don't, you know.
No, I'm not going to be long. First of all, this kind of stuff happens all the time with people, like, in the military and stuff. Like, when you're constantly working all the time, you never really have a chance to, like, actually – sometimes you don't have a chance to actually, like, get out and meet people. So then when this Internet thing started up with date.com and way before I knew about BGC, all that kind of stuff, you had the regular dating sites. And my thing was, I have been done like that many times to where you're talking to someone and you're trying to meet them and you keep saying, well, when can we meet, you know, in the daytime, in the nighttime, it doesn't matter. Meet me at this club, meet me at whatever, at the movies or whatever, they never show. Well, the thing that got me is when somebody finally do let you meet them and they're not the person they say they are. Like, if you look at my BGC profile or my A4A profile, it says what the fuck is going on with all these fake profiles, because now it's getting, like, crazy. People will
actually
say...
Wait a minute. I have a question.
Yes.
You have a BGC and an Adam for Adam?
I sure do.
Child.
That's what I'm saying. See, look, y'all judging. But check this out. This is how it goes. No. This is what I got. I just got my A4A and my BGC because it'll tell you how long I've been on there. I hadn't been on there for years. I really hadn't been on there for years. It'll tell you when I started back up. But when I started to back up, which was like, I think, towards the end of last year, I realized that fake profiles have went to a new... They don't actually tell you to come meet them, and they're not the person they say they are. So that's why I said don't...
Give us your story. Did you meet somebody and it was not the person?
And I looked, I walked up to him, I turned around, got right back in my car, and drove the fuck off. Because I told everybody that meet me, if you're not who you say you are, I will walk the fuck off, or I may cuss you out, or I may really be rude to you. And then you're gonna be upset. But yeah, I mean that's happened to me before, and that's happened to a lot of my shipmates before. So.
Okay. Now let me go to Mark real quick. Mark says it happened to him, and he did it to somebody else. Mark, tell us your story.
I actually was in a relationship with somebody a long time ago, and they basically had I would say they personally catfished me, and I felt some type of way about it. I'm very vindictive when it comes to stuff like that. So what I did was, I in turn created, you know, I guess what the person did, created somewhat of a profile and got the person's new information and, you know, where they, you know, got all of their electricity from and who their providers were and all this different stuff. And then I in turn turned around and was him and went and had all of his stuff and his utilities and stuff shut off and called his job and basically had him fired from his job. And, you know, I mean, it was just kind of like revenge for me. So, I mean, yeah. And actually, I'm going to be very honest with you, it was a very endearing psychological point at my life. So it really was psychological. Yeah, I really was at a breaking point. So it's definitely psychological.
Okay. All right. Jason, are you still there?
I'm here.
Now, you said something, your story was a little different. What was your story?
My catfish story is one of those, like, when, it's one of those where I have, and I'm over it now because life is too short to worry about stuff like that, but before I would have an issue or would get under my skin and grind my gears if somebody would hit me up, like, on Adam for Adam or BGC and go off because of something I said in my profile, like, I didn't like this or I didn't like that, they would go off. And the worst thing you can do to me is go off and block me where I can't respond to you. And then you block me from, you say all this stuff, but you're not showing who you are. So it's like you're reading me and I don't know who you are. And then on top of you reading me, you block me. Oh, bitch, I'm going to get you. So I have a dummy Adam for Adam account that when you do that to me or when you would do that to me, I would sign on to that account and hit you up and get you into a conversation, get you to open your pictures, and then be like, ha-ha, you nasty queen. You had all that to say, and now I know exactly who you are. And gag them.
Okay. All right. I'm going to bring everybody back on because those were the stories I just wanted to hear, let everybody hear. But J-Rock, Bonna, Naima, Mark, Alexis, Enrique, Kelly, and Michi. We have two callers really quickly. Let me just see who they are. 302-259, you're on the air. 302-249. Okay. Well, good night. Have a good night. All right, y'all. Y'all can take the floor. It's 2 o'clock. We can end the topic, and we can talk about. I know some of you are going to start hanging up now, or whatever. Before you hang up, say good night. But we can start talking about Kendall, Alexis. What is your opinion, really quickly, on what the hell you think is these new twists that are going on with the show? Alexis?
She's not there.
She's there, but she's probably on the other end. Kelly, did you catch up with all the scandals and stuff?
Yeah, I catched up with all the scandals, but I'm not listening to y'all right now. I'm just here. I'm just listening to the show while catching up on all my shows right now on TV.
Okay. Well, Jason, Mark, J-Rock, Naima, what is your opinion on it?
I personally think that the new guy that actually works at the Pentagon is actually somebody who was hired by definitely somebody that was hired by somebody in the Cyrus or Hollis's camp, who basically is keeping an eye on each and every last one of them, you know, for some apparent reason. I think he was hired by Hollis, actually. So, I mean, he should be very interesting, especially in his interest in Olivia. So this should be a very interesting break of the end of the season into the new season.
Jason?
I think that he's a plant. I think that he's now, I think he's the one that framed David, since he's able to watch what's going on in Olivia's house, so I'm sure he was the one that set up the stuff in David's house. So it's going to be interesting to see whose side he's actually on. And I can't wait to see how Quinn turns into the next Huck.
Right.
Okay. I'm sorry, Marcus, you're on as well. What's your opinion, Marcus?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I'm just gagging. I can't believe tomorrow is the season finale.
Tomorrow's the season break until the spring. Because it's 22 episodes. They haven't done 22 episodes yet.
Yes, they have. Tomorrow will be 22. No.
Yeah, but I was reading the other day, it's not going to be 22, it's going to be more. What it's saying is that that's what they've had so far, but they're lasting up until May with that, when everything else goes off the air.
Okay.
Because
I know that they were preparing for the May sweeps as well, because if anybody knows, May sweeps is, like, really important to the network. But also, the one thing about Scandal, I don't know if you guys noticed, Scandal is like one of the only shows that has the highest rating of tweets per episode.
Someone call Olivia Pope?
Right. Huh?
We've been called you, girl.
I'm sorry. I was on the other line getting my laugh on. I'm sorry.
But, yeah, and it has everybody like in a mind spell that, you know, like any Twitter goes off crazy during the episode, like it's the highest rated, and you know, the Scandal will probably be around for a while.
It needs to be.
So, Olivia,
what
do you feel is going on with the show with that guy and stuff?
He is. I don't know.
Yes,
we hear you. Somebody that. I don't know. I haven't sought his character out. I don't trust him. I'll tell you that much. I don't trust him. Because how he got cameras in Olivia's house. But, you know, it also will go back to, do you remember the episode when they were watching Cyrus inside of the, inside of the White House? Remember, it was a some kind of operation, some kind of secret program where they can see people. You look up their name and where you
mm-hmm.
can. What, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
that may be what he's using to spy on Livy.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. He had the name of that thing because I forget the name of it though. But yeah.
Yeah. So I don't trust him. I just don't trust him. I believe he probably was the one that set David up. I don't know. Because they set David ass up good.
Yeah, they got the
who lost the election?
Fitz lost the election.
Didn't the person that lost the election kill themselves or something?
No, his wife. He shot the. Remember, he shot the. He shot the guy that was fixing on the house because the wife was sleeping with him.
Because I was feeling like that man knew something was wrong because he knew he was gonna win, and that guy that's in there is the guy that can see Olivia's house and can see everything going on. I think that he was hired by him.
That could be it.
Because he just disappeared, and he was bitter as fuck because he just knew he had the election, and he don't understand how he lost, and he was not going to let that die.
Well, you have to remember, do you remember that episode where he shot the contractor who was sleeping
right.
with the wife?
Right.
He was bitter. He said, was it 287? 237?
He started counting the votes.
Yeah, he knew the number of votes. He said, that's the number I lost. But then Olivia had to clean up his situation.
Uh-huh.
So that could explain why he disappeared.
I'm just saying, I'm wondering if that guy hired by him to look into that whole camp, like look into the whole, you know, administration.
He could. There's no telling.
So he can bring it to the forefront and say, now I was supposed to be the president.
Did y'all gag when the president pulled Miss Olivia in that motherfucking tech room and hide?
Yes.
That was false. What the fuck?
But you know what? I'm going to say this. Where's Millie?
Jason.
Lady, don't get me with so much tonight, please.
Okay. Wait a minute. Millie thinks that she is on top of her shit. Did you see how she sold Hollis?
She threw him under the bus.
She threw Cyrus under the bus.
She rode over Cyrus.
But let me tell you, it's going to blow up in her motherfucking face. Because true love is going to conquer all. Fitz is going to divorce her ass. He's already upset that she had the baby 4 weeks earlier. Everything's going to blow up in her face. I don't think
that's his baby. I really don't think that's his child.
I said the same thing to Mark.
Y'all can't
take that
baby.
When y'all gagging when she was giving him head in the motherfucking shower and he was still over it?
Yes! She couldn't even get him up. That was the second time. He needed a drink.
Ooh,
that show you how much he don't like her.
But that's all right. She made him and she will be the one to break him.
I'm just getting into this. Jason, you're pro Millie?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Why would you be team Millie? Like, why?
Because I like Millie. I like those kind of characters.
Like Cyrus told her, you may be a political animal, he said, but I'm a political monster.
Ooh.
And I will destroy you.
Once
Cyrus get whiff of what she has done,
he's going to have her killed.
Yeah.
She's going to gag.
Yeah,
she's
going to
underestimate Millie.
But what's going on with that dang old queen? She is getting kind of antsy now. Like, I don't know. And
she's
that's between
have
her and Huck. Her and Huck is kind of giving me, like,
but do you think Huck is getting turned on by that, the way he was looking at her?
Right, by her wanting to kill and stuff.
Did you see how Huck watched Abby after he watched the video of her having sex with David?
Abby is a freak.
She is a freak.
She said, get out of here, you perv.
I think Cyrus, but you know what? Have you noticed that the president hasn't slept in 10 months? Your wife can't put you to sleep for 10 months?
10 months? How's that possible?
Well, I mean, he sleeps, but it's not like a whole
night. He hasn't been sleeping.
He just had a brain injury, so it's very possible to go into a sleep deprivation when you have
a brain injury. If you remember, Mark, if you're a true fan, you will remember the episode when Millie, he was supposed to get up that morning. the night he saw Olivia was the first night he had slept in a long time.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
And Millie had let him sleep that next morning. He got a raising hell. He was like, this is the first time you slept in so long. You must have saw her, da-da-da-da-da. And that's the reason why he hasn't slept, because the person who he really loves is not there. So, I mean,
I don't think I got... I'm sorry, Alexis. Go ahead. I want to ask you a question, though.
Go ahead.
I don't think I really asked you the opinion, or what opinion did you guys have since when he killed Miss Thing. Do y'all think, like, how do you think it's going to play out that he killed her? Do you think they're just going to let that slide or whatever?
The only person knows is him and...
Yeah, but even his guilt, do you think his guilt will play a part or whatever?
No, no. I think his guilt made him just as guilty as the rest of them.
Well, he didn't go anyway.
When they fixed those votes for him, and he decided, and she decided that she was going to turn him in, that he jumped right on their side when he killed her. So,
right.
He's just
okay, but we still got to look at the difference. Like, we look at Olivia as, you know, a fan favorite, she's a show favorite, whatever. But Olivia never literally killed somebody. You know, and that's something like, let's say this thing lasted for the next couple of seasons or whatever. But just knowing that the president literally took someone's life, no matter even if she was going to go in a matter of minutes, but how do you think that will play?
Well, do you have to think about it logically, though? Think about it logically. Olivia goes and cleans up killings. So she's really just as guilty as a conspiracy to murder as anybody else. If she was in a court of law.
I understand what you're saying about the court of law, but still, it's the difference between actually, you know, doing that, but actually hands-on murdering them. Especially the president.
Well, like I said, I don't think nobody's going to find out. It's probably going to beat him mentally.
It's going to be found out.
Even if it does find out or whatever, that can be some type of revenge because, bitch, you tried to kill me, I'm going to fuck you, I'm going to kill you now. You know, little things like that because she wasn't innocent either. It's different if she was some innocent woman, but she wasn't innocent at all.
Well, it's actually a way to find out. I mean, she was a cancer patient, so, I mean, for her to just flatline like that over her intravenous line being infiltrated, then they can find out in the autopsy that she basically had her IV line infiltrated, and he can somebody can find out.
No, her IV line wasn't infiltrated. He just took
the oxygen
off her.
Mask off her. So that's what I'm saying.
She still was going with an IV line. So even if she lost shortness of breath and she had the mask on, what would be the reason for her losing the shortness of breath if the mask was on?
Because she couldn't breathe no more. Remember, she needed, when he took the mask off, she was reaching for the mask because she couldn't breathe.
Right, but you got to understand how would the mask come off when you're getting oxygen like that? A respiratory team comes around to give you a treatment. So therefore, the mask is supposed to be on. How did the mask get off? Did she murder herself by taking the mask off?
But even when she had the mask on, she still was gasping for air at times.
Right, she would take it off to talk.
Yeah, so maybe, you know.
Maybe it's just like when we were talking and she's, you know, I don't know.
Because he had, because remember, he had her hands tied down.
Right, and then he's the president, so it's like,
I hands tied down, touching with the fingerprints.
He was seeing her.
He
was in
there
visiting
her.
She done got
very
nervous.
Ain't
nobody looking into
that. This is going to eat up his confidence.
This is going to eat him up. This is what I thought was going to happen until this last episode.
Alexis Clark, Olivia Pope.
Yes.
Can you please add me to this goddamn scandal room, bitch? You're supposed to do them when you was here at my house.
Well, bitch, I know one thing. Look, this is what I thought was going to happen when he killed her. I thought that he was going to try to gag everybody that fixed it, but what really ticked him off was when she said, I promised your father that. You know the man hate that man. He hated his father. When she said, I promised your father that, that's when he kind of got pissed and he felt like, I don't fucking need my father. So I'm supposed to expose all y'all, but I'm going to have to take you out. And then when I bring everybody to justice, I'm going to tell the United States of America, yes, it was rigged, but I brought them to justice, and this is the kind of man I am, and they can feel sympathetic for him to leave him in there.
That ain't going to happen.
But no. This how I know that, hold on. This is how I know that's not going to happen. He's falling the fuck apart right now. That's not going to happen. He don't even know what's going on. But the man that's spying on them right now, the man in the Pentagon, oh, there was cameras in that motherfucking goddamn room. In that hospital room, there was cameras. They seen the president do it. When we think the story is over, now the president is going to have to answer to killing that woman because that man in the Pentagon seen it all.
That's about another season, too.
I'll tell you this, J-Rock. Before it even gets exposed, it'll be fixed.
Aha.
Trust me. Before Olivia lets that get exposed about Fitz, regardless of what you think, she still loves him. That's the man that she put in office. She's not going to let him get exposed.
So you're saying that Huck is going to go back to work and take out the guy from the Pentagon? What?
Huck might not do it. Charlie might do it.
That man from the Pentagon is going to be that kryptonite. It's going to be hard to get rid of him.
They're going to get rid of him if he gets too nosy. Oh, he's gonna
They have to because at the end of the day, Cyrus loves he still loves the president, and he loves Olivia. So Olivia got Huck, Cyrus got Charlie. They're going to get him.
Who was that that added him to the scandal group?
TJ.
Oh.
Don't put him in
there. TJ, you're not my friend. I can't add you.
Oh, shit.
See, I'm trying to add you.
We don't just add anybody to the White House.
Oh.
Do you have a pass? Do you have an ID badge?
They let Millie Trifling ass up in there.
Like that's like I clean out the White House again. Let me call housekeeping.
Let me call Huck.
Mark is on my side. That's Huck.
Don't worry, I ain't on nobody's side. I'm an equal killer. I'll kill all you motherfuckers for the right price.
I'm
gonna
just say I got more than
$5,000.
Now, Jasmine, I have a question. Jasmine, are you there?
Yeah.
Naima, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, now everybody's going to get mad, but I really don't care because this one hit straight at home. Naima, Jasmine, what do y'all think about the fucking chip that they are trying to put in people's hands? And that shit is not no fucking conspiracy theory.
We still got to figure out.
I don't know that much about it.
Naima, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
What do you think about that? Because we're supposed to be the first ones to experience it, and that kind of shit scares the fuck out of me. Because I'm like, I don't need you to be putting no motherfucking chip in my hand or nothing like
that. Wait a minute. J-Rock, so you're telling us right now I'm eating ice cream. You're telling us right now that the military is saying that this is going to happen and it's going to start off with gas?
It has already been brought up because, first of all, we have chips in our ID cards, first of all. Now they're trying to make it to where there's going to be a chip. Like, they make it sound so nothing's wrong with it. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's already been said that they're trying to come up with a way to keep up with everyone. That's why I'm like, what? That's stupid. Then it just kind of fell off. That was like over 10 years ago. It just kind of fell off, and I was like, well.
J-Rock, are you religious?
Yes, I'm religious. That's why it scares the
shit out
of me.
Have you ever heard of the Mark of the Beast?
Did I just tell you that
the
fucking shit scares me? Because if
I
gotta go buy...
Come on, how you gonna cuss and talk about you religious?
I don't give a shit. The Lord knows my heart.
What does religion got to do with anything?
No. What he's saying is, okay, what's going to happen is this might end up, see, they haven't said this, but I know it's going to go this way. Now you're not going to be able to buy food. You're not going to be able to buy anything. You're not going to be able to do nothing unless you got that chip in your hand. You see what I'm saying?
Right, it would be
so,
a credit card. What's supposed to happen is Jesus is supposed to come back before then.
Before the chip
before the mark
put in your hand?
Well, if he coming back before that, that must be very soon. Let me get myself right. So I'm forgetting the
word. Well, Jesus is coming back soon. If you don't believe that, he sure is.
So Jesus is supposed to come back before they put a chip in your hand.
Before the mark of the beast is before the Antichrist is allowed to take rule of the land.
You ever heard?
Well, honey.
If you read Revelation, you would actually see a lot of stuff that's happening today.
You really do.
Meteorites hitting the ground. I mean, it's...
Now that I can agree with.
You know.
The holy wars and stuff like that, the Afghanistan, y'all trampling them, because everybody don't understand what the war is all about. That whole war started because those people told the United States to get out of the holy land of Mecca, and they disrespected them, and they told them, sometimes we are bullies.
You're absolutely right, J-Rod. That is how it happened. They stole their land. They stole their oil.
This is holy ground to us, so we will die for what we believe in. So since you want to trample on our holy ground, how about we send two planes into your two buildings and show you how we feel? That's how that stuff happened.
So that's not a conspiracy? The people saying that's a conspiracy as well.
I thought that was because Bin Laden and Bush made a deal.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to stop talking about it because the FCC won't let me be or let me be me. So...
Mm.
So, Naima, tell us about the chip.
Huh?
Tell us about the chip. Well, before I get to the chip, I got something interesting that's going to message y'all here for a second. Just for a second.
Okay.
Have y'all seen the commercial, the Breda commercial? Is it Breda? Yeah, I think it is Breda, yeah. The Breda water commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well... If you get into the Breda water commercial, the man is in like the rainforest, or he in the wilderness, or not wilderness, but he's somewhere wherever the hell he is. He's somewhere where it's a waterfall, so it's a spring that's falling. And in the commercial, the man is bent over. He's drinking the water because it shows that he's kind of like out of breath, or he must have been running from somewhere, or he was dirty, or whatever it gets to be. But he was drinking the water, and everything was fine with him. And so. And him drinking the water, whatever like that. This woman shows up and she was like, "Hey, I got some water for you to drink right there. Don't drink that water right there. Drink this water." And what it was, she gave him a Breda water pitcher that had a filter in it. And she said, "Here, drink this water. You don't have to drink that water, whatever the case may be." Now, that commercial to me is about branding and brainwashing. And the reason why I say branding and brainwashing is because the branding is the trying to force their brand of water, chemically treated water, to drink. And the brainwashing is telling people that drinking from the spring is bad. Now, check this out. When you go into the supermarket, or you go into a corner store or wherever you buy your water from, or whatever the case may be, and they always want to say that it's always spring water. It's from the island somewhere or something, or from a mountain, or wherever the hell they say it's from, or whatever. And they say it's supposed to be really good water, whatever the case may be, but yet and still this water has an expiration date on it. That's number one. And then number two, why is it that we cannot drink from the springs, or we can't go out into the wilderness and drink that water because, oh, we might get contaminated and everything like that? But if you think about it, the earth is made up of 70% water. We are made up of 70% water. When we use this same water that's from the earth that grows our plants, that grows our herbs, that grows the trees, that grows the fruits and all this and the other, then we if we have a garden in the back of our house or in front of the house, whatever like that, what you do? You turn on the water from the house or whatever, the tap water, and you water your plants and your herbs and your fruits or whatever like that, and you eat from that. And we get nourishment and nutrients from the fruit and from the herbs. So if the tap water or the water that comes from the earth is good enough to water the plants and the trees, which is what we eat from, which is what we need to fight off infectious diseases and keep our immune system straight, then why is it that we cannot drink this same water, but we've been conditioned not to drink this same water to aid us, to help us? Now, in closing, water can bring life, water can sustain life, and water can take away life. water is the only element on this earth that is so soft and is so pliable. You can add to it to change its I want to say dexterity, but that's not the word I'm looking for. But anyway, you can add to it to change its pH balance. You can take away from it. You can do any and every possible thing with water. Water can be manipulated to anything that you want it to be. It's something that has been in this earth and has been sustaining this earth for billions of years. So why is it that we as a people have been conditioned that we cannot drink or eat really from the earth, that we've been conditioned to drink chemically treated water, and that's the only way to survive? And that's all I'm going to say.
I didn't know water had an expiration date. I got to go look at that.
Go in your kitchen, go pick up the bottle, and you'll see it has expiration.
and the corner stores, they do have expiration dates on them.
Wow.
No matter where you get it from, the water has an expiration date. But the water in the planet has been here for billions of years, and that doesn't expire. And we use this same water to water our plants, our vegetables, the trees, or whatever you want to water. Shit, wash your damn car for all you care.
I want to say something about water. Based on what you're saying, Naima, I do understand everything you're saying. But as far as bottled water having an expiration date, I can understand that happening because even the water that's out there, like in springs and stuff, even if it was to sit still, you know, without any type of filter or any type of, you know, algae that, you know, keeps the water fresh, life and all that stuff that's in the water. You have a water that's bottled with no air or something, the water can eventually go bad, you know, if it's not treated correctly. So I can understand where they're coming from because even like here in Florida, one thing I have noticed, especially when they're building houses and stuff, when they build these ponds, if you have a pond that has no type of filtration in it or no type of light, that pond actually turns into like swampy water, just full of green algae, full of bugs, full of everything, because it just looks like clay. But when you have water that has life in it, you know, they'll put fish in it and stuff, then the water actually is healthy because it's actually being cycled over and over again. So just to have a bottle of water sit in a bottle of plastic for years, I'm sure it would go bad. That's probably why they put an expiration date on.
That sounds like an interesting science project.
Well, they also
said
that.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying, though. We should not be, you know, because for years, what did people do back in the day when there was no machinery?
They drank from the rivers and the springs.
Yeah, you know, I do agree. We should not be, you know, told that we can't drink from the earth and stuff. You're right. You know, I do agree with that as well, but I also understand, you know.
Well.
Plastic.
Can't you pull that water and get those things out of it?
When you're living in a society that where the powers that be, I'll say this, because some people don't like for me to say other things. When you have the powers that be that poison you from every direction possible, then you really don't know what to believe or what could really be harmful to you and what is not harmful to you. All I know is that if the earth has been, I look at it like this, okay? If the earth has been spinning for billions of years and we come from the earth, we were made from the earth, and the earth has been sustaining itself, no matter if it froze over, if it had an ice age, if it had a dry spell or whatever, if the earth has been sustaining itself in the atmosphere and spinning for billions of years and we come from the earth, well, the powers that be has been poisoning us for so long, for so many years, to get us disconnected from the earth and from where our natural state is. That if we actually come into our natural state and our natural awareness of everything that's going on, we're probably more powerful than what we've been led to believe. Something has to be going on that's bigger than us. And I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about God. I'm not talking about anything. I'm just saying just in general. Something has to be bigger than us for the powers to be to poison us, from our food to the water to the toothpaste to everything that you see around you, TV, iPads, computers, and everything like that. Everything is a distraction. Everything is to keep you disconnected. The bigger question that everybody needs to answer, like I said, and I talk about religion, is why is it that the powers that be wants to keep us disconnected? What is it that we are missing in life? What is it that they keep trying to keep us disconnected from? Is it the source? Is it the real source? But, you know. Oh, I just want to put this in too, Jasmine. You know, for anybody who wants to join my room, you know, we had discussions like that. Jasmine is in there. A lot of other people in there. We had discussions like this, and I will be working with Jasmine to be getting the show maybe two nights a week or something like that, working with her. So, you know, if y'all ever want to, you know, come sit and listen or come chat, whatever like that, it is open.
No, but Naima, you remember when I had told you. Now this is just something I've always thought about. Y'all remember how when they started saying we've been having this Social Security problem, right? Everybody mm-hmm. knows that by the time all of us on this phone probably get in our 60s or something, Social Security may not be there. You know how they're having the problem with it. So I was sitting there and I was thinking, and I had told Naima this before, I always sit back and think of what's going on in the world and why. Okay, back in World War II and all that time, they had the baby boom when all the soldiers used to come back and just get their wives pregnant and leave. The baby boomers, that was the biggest flood of babies ever. Where are those baby boomers right now? Everybody knows the baby boomers are the old people. There are more old people in the United States than there are people to feed into the Social Security system to take care of those old people. We're becoming overpopulated. In any species, when they become overpopulated, how do you fix something that's overpopulated, whether it's the human race or any other species? You kill it off.
You kill it off.
You have to kill off some of it. Now all of a sudden these diseases that was not around in the 60s and the 70s and the 50s. Maybe they were around, but they were not as rapid as now. Why are they running so rapid? And it ain't even only HIV. I'm talking about diabetes, cancer, all this stuff is just, and they want to, you know, obesity, all this kind of stuff. Why is it like that? And I just, me personally, have always had a problem with them. I said, well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to kill off an overpopulated species, if you ask me.
Okay, this is my question, though. Do you really think they would take these, because the government is spending billions of dollars to, you know, fix these diseases and find cures. Wouldn't it be easier just to take that money and find other ways of, like, expansion for the population growth?
If you don't think there's no cure for HIV and AIDS,
HIV and AIDS are different, but when you say diabetes, you have to realize, well,
but you know what,
malaria is pretty much gone now, but there was malaria back in the day.
All of those diseases that he named and that you named, not to cut you off, are man-made. They were made. All of them. Cancer?
This stuff is not going on in tribes and stuff.
That stuff was made in a science lab. That was made. Yes, they have money to blow,
to control people. They're going to make the zombies too. What?
I didn't know cancer was man-made.
Yes, it is. It's man-made, baby. Yes, it is. Get into it.
Because you can get cancer from, like, there's, like, different types of cancer and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is,
I mean, I don't mean to cut y'all off. I mean, as somebody in the medical field, I mean, no shade, that sounds crazy. Cancer. Now, if you want to say HIV or, like, you know, different diseases that people, you know, have or catch or whatever, I can understand that. But cancer and diabetes, no, that comes straight from the cells of your own body. That it doesn't just not work like that.
No. Okay, let me ask you this then. Hold on for 1 second. You said it comes from your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, is that what you said, Mark? The diabetes, or and you said diabetes, something else you said, come from the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. It comes
okay.
from, it comes from
keep
yourself.
That, okay. Now, keep that in mind. Keep that in mind that you said that. Now, being that you said that it comes from the body, we have to ingest something in order for it to counteract or for it to create something in the body in, or in order for something like that to come from the body. Am I right or wrong?
Well, no. I mean, some people have history. Actually, some people, it's genetic. Some people's family members have had these diseases for hundreds of years, but haven't been able to do anything with them.
You have to take in, you have to ingest something, whether they're spraying something in the sky and it comes in the air, whether you're getting in, whether it's hitting in a vaccine shot, a flu shot, or whatever the case may be, and stuff is hitting in there, because that has been proven through time too. J Rock can tell you that. Did they experiment on the Marine men, the Army men, and stuff like that with different shots? Whether it's something that you're eating because somebody then injected a cow or ammo or whatever the case may be, this stuff comes about because we have to ingest it. That's why it's a $1 billion, $1 trillion market when it comes to medications and medicines and things like that, because the doctor will get paid more telling you, prescribing you a man-made pill that'll have all these side effects versus telling you to go to a holistic doctor and he gives you herbs and medications that doesn't have side effects, but it comes from the earth. You see what I'm saying? These things that they disguise and that they're doing is all about control.
Let me ask you a question then. Okay, let me just ask you a question. If you, let's just say, for instance, you found out that you had gangrene in your leg. Let's just say you had gangrene in your leg, mm-hmm. and you went to the hospital, and the doctor came and talked to you. He had his PA, which is physician assistant, come in and talk to you, and they did the pre-medical conversation with you and told you that you had to have your leg amputated. If you did not have your leg amputated, then this particular condition can travel through your body, and you can die. And this is a choice that you have to make. Naima, let me ask you, what choice are you going to make?
If it was me, depending on the state I'm in, I don't know. I may well get my leg cut off, or I may be just like, you know what, let me die, because I'm going to live my life.
Okay. I mean, and I could go with that, but just remember, if you choose not to die, that same injection and these same things that you're talking about, they may actually pump in your body just to keep you alive.
But they also have this. See, what I'm saying is, when you have herbal medicine versus man-made medicine has a lot of side effects. You notice now, if you notice you get into certain commercials or whether it's depression commercials or just commercials just in general, when they're talking about medicine and stuff like that, if you notice it now, they're telling you more about the side effects versus the stuff that's supposed to work for you. It's like, okay, if you take this, but you might have diarrhea, you might have a run, you might have a rash, you might throw up and all this other shit, so you got to take this. The reason why they're telling you more is because more and more people are suing these companies because they're not telling people that
shit is real. That's correct. That's true.
You know, stuff is happening to these people, whatever. Now, if you go to a holistic doctor, see, your medical insurance is not going to pay for you to go to a herbalist or to go to a shamanic healer or, you know, somebody like that. They're not going to pay for you to go to that because they feel as though they call it old world medicine. Let me ask you a question.
Do you think that somebody in a condition, HIV, cancer, diabetes, do you think that those herbal medicines can save those people? Do you think that if they go to those holistic doctors and they get the prescribed, you know, well, we're not going to say prescribed because it's not doctor-related.
Right.
If they go there and they get the information and the advice to take these herbal medications, do you think that they'd have much more longevity versus the doctor's pills and medication? Let's just say this, I don't mean to touch anywhere, but let's just say HIV. Do you think a cocktail versus herbal medication is much worse than herbal medication, or would you say it really doesn't make a difference?
You know what I believe, and then I'm gonna let Enrique answer that. You know what I believe? I definitely believe that the modern medicine that they have, you know, the people take the cocktails or whatever that they take, it may sustain you, but it deteriorates your organs over time. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, I believe that if you go to a holistic doctor or herbalist doctor or whatever, see, everything healing comes from the food. This is what I said in the beginning of this conversation of, you know, about the water and the plants and things like that. It comes from the food. We have to pay so much money to get a whole food, a whole grain or things like that. I believe that when you seek out and you find healthy foods to eat that doesn't have the hormones and the steroids and all that carrying on in it, and you actually take the time to actually buy whole fruit, vegetables, put it in your juice or blender, whatever it is that you have or whatever like that, you drink it and you take care of yourself and you do these and you get into herbs and you get into certain plants and things, the healing plants and certain juices and things like that, I definitely believe that you would be able to heal yourself quicker like that versus the modern man-made medicine that's going to deteriorate you years on down. We need the food from the earth in order to keep us, to keep ourselves energized and to heal us.
And it's been proven in other, like, tribes and stuff like that. It's a known fact that the noni fruit has kept down, like, okay, like diabetes. They're not curing you by, you know, with the insulin medicine and them. They're just keeping it down and keeping it under control. With the HIV, they're not curing you. They're keeping it under control, keeping your, you know, your copies suppressed or whatever. Well, it's been a known fact that in Tahiti, the noni fruit has done the same thing, but with no chemicals, no man-made. It's just a fruit from the tree that keeps those kind of conditions suppressed, just like that medicine keeps it suppressed.
Let me tell y'all something, not to cut you off, J-Rob, and anybody who's in my room, I'm going to find a story for y'all tonight, the interview that they did. I want to say Diane, whatever her name is, they used to be on 2020, but now I think
Diane
she's on
Sawyer.
Dateline. Diane Sawyer, that's her name, thank you. But I think she's on another show now. But anyway, when she used to be on 2020, it was her and this other guy, and I'm going to find a story, and I'm going to post it in my chat room so everybody can see it. It was her and another guy who had went to Africa. In this certain part of Africa, there was these guys, they were like a gang or whatever, and they were hiding out in the bush or the forest or whatever it is. But anyway, in this particular part of Africa, they have two different highways to go into the city. There's a dirt road, which people say that is dangerous. And these guys, this gang, they hide out in this forest or whatever. And when the people walk through there, they try to walk in a group or a big crowd, because if you walk by yourself or if you walk with just you and two other people, something like that, they've been known to jump out on you, kill people. They rape a lot of women and a lot of men and whatever the case may be. But anyway, this gang was notorious. So the other highway, you have to pay to drive on that highway. And because this part of Africa, I guess, is poor or whatever like that, a lot of people travel the dirt road. Well, anyway, Diane Sawyer and this other guy went to go interview these people because they wanted to talk to them and ask them, you know, about this notorious gang and why they do the things that they do. And Diane asked the one guy, because they had their faces covered up, only seen a few of them, she said, aren't you afraid to catch AIDS or HIV or something like that? The question came like that. So the guy said, well, we're not afraid of that because we don't get it. We won't contract it. And she said, how is it that y'all don't contract it? He said, because we eat of this bush in here. And he named the bush, the plant. And she said, well, what does that do? And the guy said, well, if we think that we contracted it from somebody who we raped or something like that, we eat it and it destroys it. Or we eat it and we can't get it. You know, it's like a barrier or whatever it may be. So Diane Sawyer said, she said, well, if that's the case, y'all have so many of your family members and your relatives and everything like that dying all around you and outside of you, and AIDS and HIV is heavily populated here in Africa. Why not save the people? So one of the guys was like, no, we don't give it to them. That's just for us. That's for us. We are family out here. And they keep it out there. But it's a bush out there. And they say anybody who comes through there, they kill them, they rape them, they do whatever they do to them. And they know that. And the police doesn't even bother them. I'm going to post a story. I'm going to find a story for y'all, and I'm going to post it for you in my room.
Okay.
if I can tonight. Now, I'll have it definitely in the morning so you can really get into the story. But, yes, there is a cure. There's a cure for anything that's been man-made. It's about discipline, and it's about finding it's about how hard do you want to be cured, or how badly do you want to be healed? You know, they have medicine called chi, good chi, bad chi. You know, that'll get rid of, you know, illnesses and things like that. You know, but yeah. But I appreciate y'all for this evening. Don't want to bore the people. But if y'all like, y'all can come to the room and we can, you know, talk about it. Y'all still here?
Interesting. I said that's interesting.
Quite interesting. You know, I hope everybody didn't fall asleep, you know, with my long-winded ass, you know.
No. People are saying it's very interesting what you're saying. That's the messages that are coming across my screen.
I'm not even on my computer, so I don't even, you know, I don't even know if anybody's getting anything to come to the room or what.
I was sitting here keying at the fact that Jasmine kept muting and unmuting me.
the noise was coming from Enrique.
Okay, Enrique, lay it
on a train truck or something.
No, hello, I'm sorry. At least I didn't hang up, and I was doing laundry, my bad.
Wait a minute, don't try it, Enrique.
No, that's not too naive. I was told that I just hang up and not say bye. I just want to stay on. It's just I'm doing laundry. My bad, guys. I thought I had my phone on mute.
What was you going to say, though, Enrique? You were supposed to say something.
Yeah, you wanted to say, I'm sorry, Enrique, you wanted to say something.
No, I kind of forgot. My bad. I did forget.
But, yeah, you know, Jasmine, I'm going to definitely, get the story for y'all and post it in my, you know, conspiracy room. And, you know, we have talks, but, yes, I'm talking with Jasmine. I will be talking with Jasmine again, you know, to have a show
for
1 hour.
How many people are in your room? I'm naive, just out of curiosity.
What happened?
How many people do you have in your room?
It's a good amount. I think it's, like, maybe about 30, 40, something like that.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Oh, yeah. I know, I remember what I wanted to say. You were saying that man-made, I think that Mark already touched on it, though, like the whole cancer thing. Like, the AIDS thing is without a doubt. But the cancer thing, I don't think that's man-made. There's a certain form of cancer that may be man-enhanced, but there's other cancers that's just your body deteriorating. So I don't know. That's
well,
I'm going to post you
a link that describes cancer cells, and I'm going to post you something else in there. I think you're in there. You might be in there. That talks about the origins of certain diseases and cancer being one of them.
Oh, okay. Well, is it a form of cancer, not just cancer, period? Just a variation of cancer?
The cancer cells itself.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll be interested to read that.
I just think that humans are not, I can't say humans, Americans are just not disciplined enough to actually take care of themselves. If they knew the regimens that these monks and these Shaolin people do to take care of themselves and live for years and years and years and still look as young as they do,
J-Rock, you could say the same thing about Americans, because if we looked at some of the people that actually work out and take care of their bodies and live healthy, some of us wouldn't be obese.
Right.
True.
Right. That's what I said. I don't think that us as Americans are disciplined enough to be as disciplined as they are over there.
Just say certain Americans, because I consider myself very disciplined.
Well, you got to think about it, though. Everybody is not disciplined either, because, you know, some people, you know, and I mean, I'm going to put myself in the equation. I actually like McDonald's. I like Burger King. I am not going to stop going to McDonald's and Burger King. I'm just not going to stop. So, you know, it's not the fact that I am going to stop if I'm going to start going to the gym, but I'm not going to really stop. I'm just going to slow down, because I love McDonald's and Burger King. I'm sorry. So, I mean, like, for me, I'll just slow down. But as an American, I know that I need not to be eating those things because it's not very healthy.
In the
It's easier to go to a drive.
Not too much, Enrique.
It's easier to go to a drive-in. It's easier to pick up the phone and order, open up your laptop and order. It's easy to do these things, you know, because, you know, we've been accustomed to these things, you know, for a very long time, for years. But, you know, who's actually going to take the time to buy a house with land, get a greenhouse in the back, grow herbs, grow your vegetables? A lot of people are lazy. People are like, bitch, I ain't got time to do this.
I work too many hours to do all that.
You, right. You know, some
you can
people
make time,
work,
though,
because
I work
good.
A lot, too,
something.
And I put it in there.
But let me tell you something. You know, there are people out here that do it, because, I mean, how else do you think we're getting the foods that we're getting? But, you know, I direct a lot of people who didn't want to go to their doctors anymore, and I tell them, I said, seek out shamanic healers or shamans.
Dr. Fabi, did you ever hear of Dr. Fabi?
Who?
Dr. Fabi. Lisa, if you're out there, please call in, because this is where I'm surprised she ain't chimed in, because Dr. Fabi is supposed to be big on herbs and regimens, and he has a huge following with those type of things that kind of help maintain or help heal or something like that. So
I know about this one guy in Chile, or he's somewhere, and his name is John, and they call him John of God. And he's a shamanic healer, doing operations on people, stuff like that. No anesthesia, no nothing. I mean, he's just gifted, and he doesn't charge. And it'd be thousands of people to come and see him every single day. And his name is John of God. And you look him up.
I don't need to be talking about
that. On that note, the show's going to disconnect. But I don't want everybody to get rudely hung up on. So if we can quickly say good night from the top to the bottom. And we will continue this another time. J-Rock, say good night.
Good night, everyone.
Naima, say good night.
Good night, everybody. I will see y'all next week.
Thank you, Naima. Jason, say good night.
Good night, everyone.
Mark, say good night.
Good night, everybody.
Enrique, it's a pleasure. I'm saying good night. Say good night, Enrique.
Good night and goodbye.
Kelly.
Good night, everyone. I'll see y'all here on Monday.
Thank you, Kelly. All right, everybody, good night. Thank you for tuning in to the State of Emergency show. It was very interesting tonight. Don't forget, this weekend is the North Carolina Awards Ball. Everyone go enjoy. Be safe. No violence. Leave all that stuff at home. Leave those egos and stuff alone. Contact Marcus on Facebook if you have any questions in reference to the ball. Again, that's Saturday, and also the aftermath on Sunday. Everybody be safe, have fun, and we'll see you back next Monday. Well, Monday for the weekend recap. Good night.